presentation. Classic Hits 98.9 Sports presents High School Football.
Here, Snitzer's going to drop back the pass. Scrambles, bounces to the outside, and he's going to go in for a touchdown. Snitzer dropped back. A little bit of pressure came. He stepped up, found a little seam, and that's a 15-yard run for Snitzer for the score.
Tonight, it's a D2 top 10 matchup from Shelton as the unbeaten Bulldogs welcome in their neighbors to the south, the Kennesaw Blue Devils. High school football on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
First and 15, a bounce into the outside is Mueller, and Mueller breaks through. Only one man there. Eckhout tries to get him at the five. He can't. It's a touchdown. Again, another 45-yard scamper here for Shelton.
Shelton will face their toughest competition of the season tonight in hopes of claiming a district title. Kennesaw's only setback is to number one Giltner, and a win tonight keeps the district title at home. It's the Blue Devils and the Bulldogs coming up next, but first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Shelton with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Shelton. It is time for high school football on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlantRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda along with Larry Baker on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for an eight-man top 10 battle here in D2. And the Shelton Bulldogs set at 6-0 as they welcome in the Kennesaw Blue Devils, who are 5-1. But Larry Baker, everyone tonight wants to know how good Shelton is and how good Kennesaw is. Kennesaw's loss was to Giltner, a five-point game at halftime. Then they ran into a couple of injuries. Tyler Schnitzler, their do-everything quarterback, defensive back, got knocked out. There was a lot of cramping in that ball game. And the second half, Giltner just had all their kids, and Kennesaw didn't. I don't think there was any maybe debate as the game moved on that Giltner was going to win it, but the score is not indicative of that. For Shelton, they haven't had a game close in the second half all season long. And they will have their first real big test tonight.
Well, and I think that's just it right there, Doug. When you talk about where they are in their seasons, Shelton's pretty well steamrolled everybody they've played, and Kennesaw has too, except for Kennesaw's played maybe the best team in the state this year, definitely maybe the best team in the West if they were to happen to go West, in Giltner. And as you explained at that game, the score definitely gets away from maybe how that game went. And talking about it with Coach Schnitzler, you have a situation where he said, we weren't in shape at that moment to play that game. So if you play that game later, you're unsure. But what that game gives you is you've looked under the bed and seen the boogeyman, in a sense, where Shelton's never had to do that at this spot. And I think we'll see how that always pays off. We'll see how much tonight. In a very experienced Kennesaw team, where they've been through those battles.
In fact, their closest game came last week, 46 points. They've had a running clock in every game so far this season. The offense for Shelton, 77, 62, 72, 64, 72, 52. The defense, 28, 8, 28, 12, 14, and 6. For Kennesaw, the last 3 weeks, they have outscored their opponents 208-6. And two of those opponents are 4-2.
Right, and they've played a couple pretty good teams, but when you look at it in the grand scheme of things, nobody Kennesaw, really, or Shelton has played in the last few weeks is going to be in the round of 8 or possibly even the round of 16, so here at the end of the year. So you're getting into the real meat-cutting time, and we'll see what happens. I mean, when the weather gets cold, these are the types of games we expect to see.
Should be some good football tonight. Kennesaw will put the ball, of course, in the air a little bit. Three Schnitzlers on the field here tonight, and for Coach Craig Schnitzler, he'll get them all out there for the first time. Austin, the middle son, had been banged up and is just finally back tonight. We'll see how much they actually use him. Tyler, of course, been playing since he was a freshman, and now the young Preston Schnitzler has stepped up, and this young man is toting the rock as a freshman. You got Luke Glenn on the other side. Expect to see Shelton run the ball all night long, And for Kennesaw, they can do it both.
Yeah, and when you're balanced, you know, you get in this time of the year, you're going to have balance, because it doesn't matter how good you are, Doug, and what how good of an offense you have, at some point this time in of the year, you're going to get stuck in a third and uncomfortable, and it's hard to call ISO power, blast, toss, something like that. You're going to have to be able to throw the ball and feel comfortable doing it.
We'll hear from both of the coaches, Craig Schnitzler of Kennesaw and Mike Lowe of Shelton. There's another thing you look at, too, as good as Shelton got last year, made it into the playoffs, won a football game, lost a heartbreaker in triple overtime out at Garden County. You still got the wealth of experience over here with the Schnitzler name, and Mike's still trying to make his way, and this would be his probably biggest win if they can get it tonight.
There's no question. As a young coach, I've been in that spot before. Where,
that was a long time ago.
Where regardless of sport, when you're facing off against somebody that's done it and has done a lot of the things you aspire to do someday, that can be somewhat intimidating, but at the end of the day, there's nothing bigger than when you get to get your hand raised against somebody like that. So that'll go a long way for Shelton tonight.
And both teams really healthy. A couple of freshmen are out for Kennesaw tonight, and pretty clean for a couple of freshmen are out for Kennesaw, and pretty clean for Shelton tonight as well. We'll take a break here on the New Tech Seed Free Game Show. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coaches. Craig Schnitzler of Kennesaw is up first after this timeout.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for Friday night football in Shelton as the Bulldogs take on Kennesaw. And Blue Devil coach Craig Schnitzler joins us here in our pregame show to talk about tonight's big-time matchup. And, Coach, it looks like the loss to Giltner angered your troops. So what a last 3 weeks you've had.
We really have started to really play well. You know, and going into the game, we thought we were playing well. But they exploited some weaknesses, some things that we needed to work on. And our kids, I think it got us refocused and really back on track of what we want to accomplish this season.
Was it more what they did in the second half, or was it more the cramps, the injuries, and the things that happened to your ball club personnel-wise?
You know, I think a little of both. We had kids going down the second half, and, you know, take nothing away from Giltner, they're an excellent ball club. But it certainly, we felt afterwards, you know, we just weren't in good enough shape to play at that high intense level that we had to play with a team like Giltner, and so it was important that we get back, that we got back to the basics a little bit with conditioning and just working a little harder at becoming a better ball club.
Well, you're going to see, and again, Giltner is going to be the circled game here, because every other game that you and Shelton have played have been blowouts. I guess, unfortunately, you can probably say the Giltner game was a little bit of a blowout the way it got away there in the second half. But you're going to see a totally different football team. Giltner, they're going to line up and throw it all over the place, and Shelton hates to even drop back in a pass formation.
Yeah, you know, Shelton's done an excellent job this year. Their front five have really opened holes up for their backs, and Glenn is having a great year. You know, Stopcotty's stepped up as a first-year quarterback for him, and you know, you got to credit their front five for the job that they've done. And, you know, it creates a great challenge for our kids. But I feel it should be a physical football game. And that line of scrimmage is going to be critical.
Some people would say that maybe this isn't, if you're going to compare the two, this wouldn't be the one you prefer. But I keep hearing that your kids are doing just fine with physical football. How about the differences in the types of teams you will see and how you match up physically?
Well, I think we're matching up pretty good. I you know, we've seen improvements every day, every game. I feel like we have the ability to wear people down, just keep coming at them. Our front five has done an excellent job, and we lean on their shoulders. You know, they love to block, and it's important to them to get our backs free and get them into the open and make some yards.
Craig Schnitzler, the head football coach of Kennesaw, joining us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. A quarter of your team that starts sits at your dinner table, and we joked a little bit about this before the interview. Preston, if his last name wasn't Schnitzler, as a freshman, I'm sure you'd have all kinds of amazing things to say, but as he's your son, I'm sure you'll rein it back a little bit. But tell me, are you surprised at how well he's done this year?
Yeah, I am. You know, going in, we felt we were short in the area of IBAC, and he was a logical choice going in with his speed and size and just the ability to make plays, and he really has stepped up. He's getting better. You watch him play and play against him, and he's not a freshman out there anymore. He's seen a lot of action on both sides of the ball, and we're just really pleased with what he's accomplished and has done a great job for us.
Defensively, Michael Tuffy leads you there. We got to talk about some of the big boys that make the plays. Tell me a little bit about Michael and the rest of your defense.
Michael is our anchor on defense. Big, strong kid. You know, 6 foot, 6'1", 200 pounds. Very strong, and just has done a great job. Knows for the football. And then he's our anchor. He's our center on offense, and so he's really the anchor on both sides of the ball. But he's got some great athletes around him in Dalton Bender and Mason Stoker and Evan Uden have done a tremendous job at defensive end, and we've been able to move Dalton Bender to some middle linebacker in our scheme of things, and that has really helped out as well because Evan Uden has stepped up. And then I think one of the big guys that you don't hear a lot about is Zach Edwards. He's a 245, 250-pound sophomore and has really done a great job at nose guard and then playing that backup role and getting a lot of playing time at offensive guard.
Craig Schnitzler with us, Kennesaw head football coach, for another couple minutes here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Craig, would you say that this young team from the first game of the year has come along a little ways, a long ways, or an unbelievable amount of space?
I think we've come a long ways, maybe in between a long ways and an unbelievable amount. you know, kids have just stepped up. We had three or four starters that kids coming back with lots of experience, but it's been really a lot of fun to watch the young kids step up and play on a bigger role and really improve every day as we go through this season.
There are certain programs that will co-op in some sports but not others, and obviously that's the case with Kennesaw and Shelton. Does it make it easier to prepare when you know these kids on Shelton's team better than you probably know anybody else's kids?
Well, I don't know if it makes it easier to prepare. I would say it makes it, the focus has been really good this week, and that might be the difference in maybe a couple of the other games. So we had tremendous focus going into the Giltner game, obviously. But I think the bigger games bring out a little different atmosphere during the week and preparations and so forth. And you know, the kids do know each other. We've seen each other. We've played against each other the last couple of years, and both programs have done a tremendous job and just makes for an exciting atmosphere on Friday night.
Can you take anything from last year's game? Oh, there was a lot of hype about Shelton maybe ready to take that next step, and they did take the next step, but last year you kind of handed it to them. How much different are the two teams this season?
Offensively and defensively, probably not a whole lot. Just new kids. I think both teams are playing at a high level and doing a lot of the same things that they did last year and doing them extremely well. I don't think the game plan has changed much for either from last year to this year. Just some different kids stepping up and doing a great job for their teams.
And it also sounds like you've got a little bit of a kicker. Tell me about that.
We do. We picked up a foreign exchange student this year, and Richard Sonic. He has done a great job for us this year. He never picked up a football, never seen football until the first day of practice. And so I got to visit with him and asked me to kick. He said he played soccer. I said, well, let's kick a football. And I think he's something like 28 to 31 PATs and 3 for 3 on field goals and just has some great accuracy and a good leg. I think we'd feel good about putting him out there anywhere from 42 inside of that.
Well, that would be something to see because you just don't see that part of the game in eight-man football very much. And if you do, usually a pretty good football team. So I guess that just kind of rounds this team out as you guys head towards the postseason. Craig, thanks for the time. As always, we're looking forward to a great game tonight.
All right. Thank you, Doug.
That's Craig Schnitzler, head football coach of the Kennesaw Blue Devils. We'll be back and talk with Shelton's Mike Lowe right after this on Classic Hits.
Adams County Bank meets your personal and business needs. Experienced Adams County Bank employees provide excellent customer service and know customers by name. The Adams County Bank supports local organizations, making a difference in the lives of people living here. Decisions are made quickly and by people living in the communities Adams County Bank serves. Large enough to serve your personal and business needs, yet small enough to know you. Let the Adams County Bank show you what they have to offer. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Back on the New Tech Seed pregame show for Friday Night Football here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Kennesaw and Shelton, as they have this area rivalry starting to build up a little bit, and all rivalries are better when the teams kind of split the games, and Shelton is hoping to stay undefeated tonight, and Coach Mike Lowe joins us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. They're 6-0, looking to go to 7-0, and Mike, I'm pretty sure everybody knows that this will be your biggest test of the season.
Yeah, this would definitely be kind of our marquee matchup. We haven't had a lot of close ones yet, and like I said, this one should be a good one.
Let's talk about, we talked to you a couple of weeks ago as you got ready to go out and take care of Amherst, and you did. You rolled up a good team but a young team. How have things improved in the last two games against maybe even the two toughest teams you've played with Amherst and Lawrence Nelson, still both sitting at 4-2? Where have you seen some improvement from your ball club?
We've kind of just been doing the same thing that we've been doing all year. We control the line of scrimmage, our run game gets started, and like you said, Amherst, very good, but they are young, and we probably outsized them a little bit. And the same thing with Lawrence Nelson this last week. I think we just had a little bigger boys up front, and we were able to control the line of scrimmage on them.
Take me into the practice now for you. How are those going? Because I'd have to think at the first sign of maybe Luke Glenn getting hit a little bit harder than he has, or maybe having to pass the ball a couple more times than you're used to because this is a competitive game, maybe the guys just haven't seen that this year. I know some of them did last year and in the playoffs. What's practices like for you guys?
Practice has been great, especially this week. They know how important this game is to them. They come out every day and they want to work, and it's just a great group of kids. They come out, they're willing to work every day. We've got great team leaders, and it really hasn't changed a whole lot. I mean, like I said, they have the same mentality every day. They want to get better, and we go out and we face each game one game at a time. It's just this week it was probably amped up a little bit more in practice.
Just a little bit. So far, everything's been kind of calm, though. These guys see each other. They wrestle together, obviously. They play sports together. But it's been pretty calm so far off the field.
It's been pretty calm. I haven't heard about any, Facebooking or anything like that going back and forth. So far it's been pretty calm. Like I said, they know each other. They see each other in every other sport, so they can be friends. They can be cordial to each other for 364 days a year, but this one day we'll strap it up and we'll go after it.
We're talking with Shelton football coach Mike Lowe here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Coach, what about the game last year? There was a lot of hype for that, and Kennesaw, who was as good as any team in their class last year, really handled you guys. What did you learn from that? What do you take from that game into this season?
Well, last year, like I said, they had some senior leaders. It's kind of our first time there. Kind of in that big situation. I think we were a little more nervous for that game last year. I think we maybe put too much at stake for that game. It was kind of an all or nothing for us, and some of our kids kind of treated it like that. I think we maybe just got a little tight, and this year I think we're just a little more relaxed. We're in the playoffs. We know our points are probably going to be good enough to get a decent seed, and this one's just more for a district championship. We can go out there, we can have fun. We can, do the things that we need to do to win, but it's not a do or die game in their mind. If we we happen to lose, they're still going to take good things away from it. And, you know, there is no moral victories, but like I said, it's not going to be a crushing defeat if we flip up. And last year, too, we just can't turn the ball over. I think we had four fumbles, and we had a couple of touchdowns called back for penalties. So I think the scoreboard looked a little worse at the end of the game than maybe the game actually was.
And you touch on those intangibles, those small things that you always want to fix up. Have those been a problem for you at all this year? I mean, you win by such a big margin that you're able to overcome any of the turnovers or penalties. Have those been a problem at all?
Not really. It seems like we get penalized a little bit, but it's usually kind of later in the game when our younger kids step in. We get our little false starts and things like that. And really any fumbles on our stat sheet, too, it's mainly from the younger guys, or if we, happen to put a new center or a new quarterback in there and a quarterback-center exchange. But as far as first half goes with our varsity players, turnovers and penalties really have not been an issue this year.
Chat with Shelton football coach Mike Lowe. Mike, have you been able to simulate Tyler Schnitzler in practice at all, or how do you attack his game? Because a kid that can obviously run it, he can throw it, and you've seen it firsthand. How do you prepare for him?
This week we've been putting our little running back at quarterback. And he doesn't have the size or anything. He's 5'2", 110 pounds, but he's very fast and quick, and he makes a lot of our guys miss. And he's about the closest thing we can have to simulating Tyler. He's a very dynamic athlete, and it's going to be hard to stop him. But like I said, we kind of just got to play our game and worry about what we have to do. And we kind of do the same thing. We think we can try to have a little success. I think he's more of a have to try to contain him, but I don't think you're ever going to totally stop him.
What have you seen from Kennesaw besides Tyler that gives you concern in this ball game?
Well, his little brother is actually toted the ball more than him. He catches their passes generally, so he's just as big of a threat as Tyler is. And so we've got to watch out for both of those guys. And then the other thing that we've kind of been telling our boys this week is all the teams we played so far, their linemen and tight ends, they've got numbers like 7 and 21 and 44. That tells me those guys are linemen who really aspire to be running backs or quarterbacks, and that's probably what they're on the depth chart at. This week, these guys' numbers are 64, 56. They're linemen, and that's what they want to be. And so even though Tyler and Preston get the credit for it, it's those big road graders they got up front all the way across. They don't even put Stoker and Bender are their two tight ends, but I wouldn't even call them tight ends. They're big offensive linemen, and they just happen to be out there on the edge. So they kind of put an 11-man football line out there for you. Five big guys straight across and run it straight at you.
Well, Michael, we'll let you out of here with this because we see both defenses can also play some football. What about special teams kicking game? If this one actually stays close, who's going to be the man that's going to have a chance to return some kicks, and how have things went in that special teams area for you this year?
Well, our special teams has been very good on the return side of it. And our kicking, if we don't get it in the end zone, it's probably not been real. Got to keep it out of Tyler's hands on that side of the ball. And, if I had to give an edge, I hate to give it to Kennesaw, but if it comes down to a field goal, they've got, I think he might be a foreign exchange student, left-footed kicker that comes in, and he's been drilling all their extra points, and he's been actually attempting some field goals and stuff, and he actually looks really, really good on film. So they will attempt some field goals, and they do their extra points. So we're hoping we can kind of keep him off the field and get the ball back on our offense hands.
Well, Mike, this should be a great football game, maybe a precursor to the playoffs that are just a couple of weeks away. And, again, we look forward to following the Bulldogs. Best of luck in the game tonight.
All right, thank you.
That's Mike Lowe, head football coach at Shelton, and we'll be back to take a look at the starting lineups right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop.
That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustis Body Shop. That's who we are.
And welcome back to Shelton. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show as Doug Duda and Larry Baker continue on with tonight's New Tech Seed pregame show with the Bulldogs getting ready to take on the Blue Devils. We said not much for injuries tonight, and that's good news, but Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center with two locations in Kearney provides excellence in rehabilitation. They are located in the Ortho Clinic, in the Kearney Clinic, and the Rehabilitation Clinic in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, a very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations include Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Wherever you are, there is a Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center rehabilitation office near you. For the ball clubs tonight, really, again, nothing much to talk about as far as injuries. A couple of freshmen, Carson Woodman and Zach Hupker, out for a concussion and an ankle here for Kennesaw, but a couple of freshmen that would really just kind of provide some depth out there. And for the Kennesaw Blue Devils, that's about it. For Shelton, Coach Mike Lowe says Jacob Strauss has been banged up a little bit, but they hope that he can go in the football game here tonight. So that might be one young man that we keep an eye on. And that is it for injuries, and that's good at this time of the season, isn't it, Lair?
Yeah, no question. You know, we talked about earlier in the year, you hope to get through fall camp uninjured, if you will. But, man, you hope to get to Game 7 and 8 so you can enter the playoffs healthy.
And our injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center in Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. They are the Sports Therapy and Sports Center excellence in rehabilitation from our fine folks at Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. Starting lineups are coming up here on Classic Hits 98.9 as we're just a few minutes away from high school football. Kearney Catholic is hosting Chase County. That game is airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. The starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Let's start with the Kennesaw Blue Devils, and here's how things look for them this evening. The center is number 65, senior Dalton Bender. The guards are number 50, junior Evan Newton, and number 77, junior Michael Duffy. The tight ends are number 24, junior Colton Blankenship, and number 64, senior Mason Stoker. In the backfield, the fullback is number 43, senior Devin Burr. The I-back is number 8, the freshman Preston Schnitzler. And the quarterback is number 4, senior Tyler Schnitzler. The head coach of the Kennesaw Blue Devils is Craig Schnitzler, assisted by Brandon Jacobitz, Joe Heckenlively, and Sean Merrigan. 5-1 on the season. They're ranked 6th and 8th in the Omaha World Herald and Lincoln Journal Star in Class D2. Their only loss coming to the top-ranked team in Giltner. Now let's take a look at the starting lineup for the Shelton Bulldogs. The center is number 54, senior Grant Wilkinson. The guards are number 52, junior Zach Oliver, and number 60, junior Nate Muehlbach. Tight ends for the Bulldogs are number 12, junior Taryn Hawks, and number 28, senior David Mueller. And if they go to the air, they like getting the ball into Mueller's hands. In the backfield, your fullback, number 20, junior David Jimenez, and the I-back, great senior, 32, Luke Glenn. Quarterback for Shelton, he's a senior. He wears number 1 on his back, and it's Clayton Stopcotti. Head coach of the Shelton Bulldogs is Mike Lowe, assisted by Ed Lowe, Joel Ferguson, and Blake Thompson. Shelton, a perfect 6-0 and ranked 4th in both papers in Class D2. But again, as we said at the top of the broadcast, their closest game of the year came last week, 52-6 over Lawrence Nelson. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And will we be able to tell right off the bat, Larry, in this football game tonight, if Shelton is the real deal? We know they're the real deal, but what are we looking at here? Because I still get the feeling in my gut that Kennesaw would be the favorite in this football game, just maybe from a tradition standpoint, from where they were last year, how deep they went in the playoffs, and the feeling I got was that Shelton still needs to prove themselves.
And you're exactly right. You'll see it right away in the speed of things early, Doug. That first quarter, how is that game speed? Are you really prepared for that? Or not. Kennesaw will be. Kennesaw's been down that road. Will Shelton be in a position to be ready, or will that speed overtake them and overwhelm them a little bit. You'll see that right away.
You may have to call the game because I think I'm getting thrown out of the press box after saying that Kennesaw might be the favorite in the football game here tonight. I saw about six heads turn in the press box and look at me. But we'll find out. It should be a great football game here tonight. They know each other. It's going to be a good rivalry. They've each beaten each other here in the last 5 years, so should be some good football. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. And we'll be back with the opening kickoff right after this timeout.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking sure fine and sure fresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out, catering too. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the football your buddy fired through your windshield. The cooler that tumbled out of a pickup and onto the hood of your car. If you're a football fan, eventually we're going to meet. So get Allstate. You can save money and be better protected from mayhem. Like me.
Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate.
Call your Allstate agents at the Kroll Agency Incorporated in Minden, Kennesaw, Roseland, and Hastings today. Coverage subject to terms, qualifications, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois. With hybrids from Golden Harvest, you can take full advantage of the performance, flexibility, and the latest genetics and technology. Call Brent Woodman, your local Golden Harvest seed dealer, to get the products that will yield profits for you. The AgriShare product line is comprised of high-performance traits available in elite hybrids, providing the best-in-class insect control and exceptional herbicide tolerance in corn. Maximize your yields and grow your business today. Call Brent Woodman, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, delivering the seed you need and order. Best of luck from Brent and Sarah.
Well, our national anthem performed. Everything has been taken care of. And the blue and white are going to take on the white and blue as we are ready for high school football on a brisk night here in Shelton. But this is what it's all about, October football, as Shelton takes on Kennesaw. And we're glad to have you along with us here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Shelton, Kennesaw, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. It will be Shelton moving from right to left. And here we've got one of the east-west fields, so they will be moving from that way to this way. and for Shelton, they'll be moving from left to right as you view it along your radio dial. We're ready to bring all the action to you here, and it looks like Kennesaw, the visiting team, is going to boot it away to start this football game, Larry. And both teams believe they've got good kickers. We may not see a whole lot of kick returns tonight.
No, I from what we saw in pregame, I would expect that we wouldn't see a lot of kick returns tonight.
So, Schnitzler, ready to put the ball on the tee and get this ball game underway. Back deep for Shelton. They'll stand inside their five, expecting a pretty good kick as well. As we're about ready to put this ball in the air and get this Friday night high school football game underway here on Classic Hits. Schnitzler approaches the ball, boots it away. It's a line drive kick. They don't even worry about it. It goes out of the back of the end zone. And so we'll take over at the 15-yard line. And, of course, eight-man football, 80-yard field, not quite as wide, not quite as long, but plenty of high scoring for these teams. They know how to get you in one-on-one situations. And let's see what Shelton does right out of the gate. I'm going to guess Luke Glenn's going to get some pretty good opportunities to test the waters here.
So I'd say you're either going to see a pitch to the D-gap, or some sort of just straight ISO.
So they'll spread it out a little bit here to start things off. How about that? We've got an empty backfield with Stopcotti in the shotgun with trips to the left side. Now they will send him in motion. Luke Glenn run the option to the right side. Stopcotti will keep it. He'll dive forward at about the 19-yard line, and that's where the first stop of the ball game will be. Zach Edwards in on the tackle.
Yeah, just went a little zoom motion there. And went straight to speed option, and now Doug Dirt back to the line of scrimmage, going to snap it again.
And they'll go with a little inside reverse to the 25-yard line. First down. Carrying the football, Luke Glenn, they're just lining them up in different spots.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same type of stuff, but they're going to not huddle again. Doug be right back at the line. They have not blown it ready for play. Here they do, and they're getting ready to snap it. They're wanting to snap it as many times as possible here.
Stop, Connie. In the shotgun formation again, hands it to Luke Glenn, who was lined up in the right slot. He's hit hard by Tyler Schnitzler at the 30 and gets to the 31-yard line. That's going to be another gain of 5 yards here for the Shelton Bulldogs. It's pretty incredible. The officials can slow down the pace should they choose, but now Stop County comes up under center. Pitch play, toss to the left side, and as Glenn tries to cut back, he slips and loses his footing. And down he goes. The Schnitzler brothers, Preston and Tyler, were right there, going to lose a yard on the play.
Yeah, and what you want to do here, that's, I love the no huddle, the fast pace offense, Doug, but you have to get first downs with this, because if you don't, the clock doesn't stop, and you give the ball right back to your opponent.
And it's going to be a direct snap this time into the hands of David Mueller. And Mueller is going to bring it up across the 31 to about the 32. And it's going to be fourth down after all of this, and probably a punting situation. Here's something that they have not had to do all season long.
No, and this will be the interesting part. You know, we talk about the speed of things. We'll see. As the air starts to leave the room, like it does in all big games, can Shelton control their breathing? Can Shelton deal with that, where we know Kennesaw can?
And the punt is away by David Mueller. It's going to be taken at the 13-yard line by Tyler Schnitzler, 15-20, and then runs out of bounds at the 25-yard line. So from the 31 to the 13, as I have to take out that extra 10 yards, we've got 9 and 27, a 36-yard punt.
Doug, I really liked what Shelton did on their on their first drive there with their A and B gap plays. When they took Glenn in the A and B gap, tremendous success there. And when they tried to get things outside, Kennesaw had him bottled up. So we'll see when they come back with the ball on the second possession if they try to keep it in between the guards.
And I formation here for Kennesaw. Devin Burr, the fullback. Preston Schnitzler, the I back. And, of course, the quarterback is going to be Tyler Schnitzler, and he fumbled the football.
He wanted the late pitch there, Doug. They got it back. Kennesaw's got it. He wanted a late pitch to his brother there. And you got to be careful. Option football, you need to be very disciplined and either commit to the pitch or not.
And so the football will still stay there on the 25-yard line, and we'll see a first down and 10 turn into a second down and 10 on the first play of the ball game offensively for Kennesaw. Line up in that I formation again, no wideouts, power football. Tyler hands it to Preston off the right side, has a hole, gets five, gets six. He's going to be across the 30 to about the 31-yard line.
And, Doug, Shelton's got to be very careful there. Shelton's running a legit 5-3 cover zero. And right there, 6 becomes 6 points. You know, 6 yards can become 6 points right there. They've got to be very, very careful. They're playing no safety over the top, running a legit 5-3 there. And you have to be very, very careful.
So a third down and 4 here. Again, no wideouts, double tight end. Tyler Schnitzler sets him down, calls the kids. Hands it to Preston off the right side again. He's got the first down, and he'll be across the 35 and out to about the 38-yard line.
And, Doug, for a freshman, he's very, very patient with the ball, is Preston Schnitzler.
So a gain of about 8 yards on the play, and Kennesaw has their first down. Scoreless here. We're just underway. Each team has had the ball once right now. And Kennesaw will have the football just short of midfield at their own 38-yard line. They take a little time coming out of the huddle. Same I formation. And this time Tyler Schnitzler is going to keep it around the left side. He's going to have trouble getting back to the line of scrimmage. Dives forward and maybe picks up a yard. It was smelled out real good there by Shelton as Luke Glenn was chasing him. But Tyler showing his speed, able to not maybe get to the corner, but to dive over for a yard.
But I thought Luke Glenn played that really well. Luke Glenn set up the fence out there, if you will, and just didn't allow that play to get started up the field and allowed his buddies to get there. He really played that well. Shelton didn't allow that thing to allow Kennesaw to get the edge set.
8 minutes to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless. Second and 9 at their own 39-yard line here for Kennesaw. Schnitzler, option to the right side, wants to pitch, late pitch, gets it to Preston. He'll get into Kennesaw, into Shelton territory at the 36-yard line. Going to get him about 5, but again, it looked like Shelton had it well covered. They were bringing Tyler down as he pitched it to brother Preston.
They did a nice job there, Doug. That's just veer football. You've got to have, the defense absolutely has to have a dive back defender, a quarterback defender, and a pitch defender on that, and Shelton played that very well there. They had all three of those defended.
Third down and 4 yards to go now here, and they're going to spread the field with 2 men out wide to the left side for the first time out of the shotgun on third down. Tyler, 3-step drop, wants to throw it out here into the flat. It's complete to Preston at the 30. He'll be shoved out of bounds at around the 27-yard line at a first down.
That little clear-out scheme, ran a nine route on the outside, taking the top off, had the inside receiver run a speed out just beyond the chain there, Doug. Nice little scheme. He was across the defender's face immediately.
First down and 10 for Kennesaw. They'll mark the ball at the 27-yard line of Shelton, and they'll go back to the I formation. That was our first pass attempt of the game. Burr, the fullback, they'll go left side to Schnitzler. Preston, a penalty flag, gets into the secondary. Stop Connie trying to wrestle him down inside the 15, down to about the 13. Ball might have been pulled loose, but we do have a penalty flag right in the middle of the pile at the line of scrimmage, which usually indicates a hold. And now they are saying a fumble at the end of the play.
Yeah, he threw the beanbag, Doug, in. It must have come out. Preston Schnitzler was really fighting for extra yards there on that, and that sometimes as a freshman, that's a mistake that they'll make in a situation where they'll fight for extra yards when it would be much easier to just go down. He's already got his 15 yards, and the Bulldogs got it pulled out of there.
So a gain from the 27 down to about the 15-yard line, but a fumble on the play by Preston Schnitzler. And I did not see who recovered it because I did not see that the fumble had been called. So fumble recovery, marked the ball at the 15-yard line. And the first turnover of the ball game as Kennesaw was moving right down the football field. Shelton now wants to keep it in Stop Cotty's hands. Comes around the right side of the 20. Be brought down around the 21-yard line. Good gain of 6 on first down.
Yeah, they ran a little misdirection there. Glenn stopped when he got to the opposite D-back there, D-gap. If he carries that fake out, that would help that play a tremendous amount.
Second down and 4. Now to the I formation. Stop Cotty under center. He'll take the snap, hand it to his I back, who is Glenn. Glenn hit the backfield, drives forward for a couple of yards as he's dragging some Blue Devils with him.
Yeah, Mason Stoker there just absolutely ripped him. That's the first time they've been. Shelton's been kind of a conventional look there. They just ran straight ISO there.
Gain of 2. It'll be third down and 2. Scoreless with 5:45 to go in the first quarter. These teams used to putting up 70 points a game. And the defense so far, stretch play left side, hit the backfield, Glenn, and he's not going to get there. He's not going to get back to the line of scrimmage. Preston Schnitzler finishes him off, but one of the first guys there was Evan Uden. And it's going to be a loss of a yard, and it'll bring up 4th and 3 in the second punt now for Shelton.
What you've got to do if you're Shelton is just stay the course here. You're used to rushing the ball for almost 400 a night. You know, Glenn is a 1,000-yard rusher 6 games into the season. You just need to keep doing what you've been doing all year.
David Mueller punts the football away. Tyler Schnitzler will let it bounce, and it scoots on a nice roll inside the 20-yard line. 37-38. About a 39-yard punt for the Shelton Bulldogs and the punter David Mueller. So a good job there, and Kennesaw will take over again. So Kennesaw fumbled on their opening possession. Shelton has punted on their first two possessions. 5:08 to go in the first quarter. Scoreless here in this top 10 matchup in Class D2. Kennesaw will take over at their own 19-yard line. They've been in this I formation all but the one pass play that they completed. Handed off of the left side. Preston Schnitzler bounces off one man, crosses the 20 to the 22, 3 hard-fought yards.
And, Doug, I will say so far, Kennesaw does fumble on that first drive. They don't get anything out of that, but they've moved the ball really at will. They had one third down, but they've been able to get 3 to 5 on just about every carry, and they're doing it the old simple way. They're coming right at Shelton.
And there, Shelton, we've seen here in the first two drives, set up a different offensive set almost every time they snap the ball. And Kennesaw's only done that a couple of times. Shotgun, and Tyler Schnitzler is going to keep it off the right side, have the first down across the 25-30 and out to the 32-yard line. Gain of 10.
That was just straight power play, Doug. They snapped. They were in the shotgun, and it was direct snap at the quarterback, but it was power play the way it was blocked. And you see again, I mean, Kennesaw's getting what they want on offense. Shelton's got to button up here on defense a little bit, but as you said, on offense they've come out in just like a different philosophy on nearly every play. They need to find some sort of identity.
Michael Duffy, the big center, he'll snap it, and with it, Tyler Schnitzler starts left. Nowhere to go now, reverses field to the right, 40, to the 34, and he's going to be pushed down at the Shelton 34-yard line.
Yeah, that was a punishing run. He ran behind his pads there. David Mueller came up and made a really nice play, but Schnitzler delivered the blow there, and that's what you want your quarterback to do, or really your ball carrier in any situation, Doug, is deliver the blow, don't take him. He ran behind his pads there. Those become accumulative through the game. Those Shelton defenders will get slower to him because of that.
Ball just inside the 34 of Shelton. Kennesaw on the march again. Fake the handoff, want to throw. Looking deep for the tight end. Floated out here one-on-one, and the ball is tipped and broken away by number 32, Luke Glenn, trying to get the ball down the field to their tight end, Dalton Bender, lined up at the end that time.
Glenn does a tremendous job going with him there, Doug. Schnitzler's got to be a little bit careful there. He initially looks, sees that he's covered, and then just kind of cocks it and throws it as oh, well, we'll be okay type of a thing. You got to be a little bit careful there. His initial read was correct.
Well, Shelton is going to take a timeout here on defense as a second down and 10 is coming up for Kennesaw. We're still scoreless, 3:55 to go in the first quarter here between Shelton and Kennesaw on Classic Hits.
Mobile Bank All is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
Skyler Schnitzler is going to take the ball out of the shotgun here, and he's going to run it over the right side across the 30, get again a good gain down to about the 26. An 8-yard carry sets up third and 2, Larry.
Yeah, and they just had everybody packed in tight there, Doug, and just snapped the ball to him and let him take off. They pulled the guard tackle. It's just legitimate power plays, like almost in the old single wing. They're just snapping it to their best ball carrier and letting him go. They're going to line up in the same thing again, Doug.
7 men on the offensive line. And that leaves just Tyler Schnitzler to pick the way he wants to go, and he picks a hole. He gets to the 20, to the 15, down to the 10. I think I saw a penalty flag come out, though. It would be first and goal, but our referee threw a flag, and this is going to be a hold called on Kennesaw. They held on the fumble, so that was declined. This will be our first penalty of the ball game.
Well, if you're Kennesaw, you start thinking there's the Bermuda Triangle down here around the 20. They've been down here twice and gotten denied both times, but they're getting what they want on offense. Shelton's got to find a way to get another stop here because Shelton really, there's been no score yet, but Kennesaw's done whatever they've wanted to do on offense successfully here.
That'll bring up third down, and that hold was actually called in the backfield. I mean, they marked off more than 10 yards here, so about third and 13, and the ball is at the 37-yard line of Shelton. As you said, scoreless here the first quarter with 3:13 to go. And Kennesaw didn't get the play in cleanly, so they run over and check it out with Colton Blankenship to recheck the play. Hustle the line of scrimmage. They've got time. The five-second count isn't on by the back judge yet. And on third down, it's going to be a run by Tyler Schnitzler. 35-30, 25. He's going to be tripped up. Got the first down to the 21-yard line. So not going to the air as expected on third and long, and it is converted.
Doug, here's the thing. They lined up in the same formation, ran the exact same play they'd run the previous three plays. That shows you kind of what we were talking about earlier as far as their comfort level, them having gotten what they've wanted so far on offense. That's extreme confidence in third and 13 by the play caller to just line up and call the same thing he'd call on third and one.
First and 10 at the 21, back in the eye formation to Preston Schnitzler off the right side. He is crushed when he gets up to the 16. He's going to get about 4 yards, maybe push him back to the 17, but he's bent over backwards, and they're still trying to unpile him out there.
Yeah, that was David Mueller again, and he stepped up and just punished Preston Schnitzler there. That was a tremendous job. Got to step up and put those hits on those guys.
Second down, we'll call it 6 yards to go here. As Kennesaw on the march again, Shelton has one first down. I've got six so far for Kennesaw, and they've got a second and six at the 17-yard line of the Bulldogs. Here's a trap play to the fullback, Byrne. He goes nowhere. He's hit immediately in the backfield. Tackle is made by Nate Milbaugh.
That was a great job by Shelton. They're not going with Schnitzler, who that's obviously who does all the damage. And most generally, most defenses would over-pursue there in that trap and come back. And very, very good job being gap sound there by the Shelton defense.
It's almost like you had a shadow on the fullback because the first time he even touches it, he is wrapped up. Now he comes over to the sideline. Preston Schnitzler also came over the sideline. The official blew time dead here for equipment. And checking into the ball game now for Kennesaw, Christian Brumbaugh at the end position. 127 and counting here in a scoreless first quarter. As we said, Shelton's had it twice. Second time for Kennesaw. They fumbled down here last time. They've got a third down and about seven. And now a timeout. Nothing was going the way Coach Craig Schnitzler wanted, and so they'll call a timeout. It'll be their first timeout. 1:13 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless on Classic Hits.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Back to action here on Classic Hits with a 3rd and 7 facing the Kennesaw Blue Devils at the Shelton 18-yard line out of the shotgun Schnitzler. It is a design run to the right side, and Stopcotty will bring him down, throw him from the 15 to the 14. It's going to be a gain of 4, but it's 4th and all of 4 still to go.
Here it is, Doug. You've got 4th and 4 down here, and he's got one of the best kickers in Class D. We'll see how confident he is in his offense.
Now they're going to go for it right here. I don't think that Zonick, the German foreign exchange left-footed kicker, has really been in. He was in the Schiltner game and made one, but they line up to go for it. 4th and a long 4. All by himself, Snitchell in the backfield. Starts left, wants to go right. He's hit in the backfield, and he's wrapped up. Looks like short of the first down.
Going to be really close, Doug.
Taron Hawks was the man that hit him, and he's going to be brought down between the 11 and the 12. He'll be short, yeah. He got about 3, and he needed about 4.5. And so back over to Shelton.
Yeah, the line judge on the other side started walking in right at the first down marker, but they'd marked it well short. Now Shelton, again, does a great job on defense, gets the big stop. They've got to get something going here.
34 seconds to go with the opening quarter, scoreless between 4th-ranked Shelton and 6th-ranked Kennesaw. Out of the I formation, Stopcotty hands it to Glenn off the right side, and he is hit at the line of scrimmage and driven down. Going to get maybe a yard or two. There's some hitting going on out there.
I'd like to see that no huddle where they were lining Glenn up in the wing and running that thing back into the A and B gap to start this game. Tremendous success doing that on that first drive, and we haven't seen it since.
Well, Shelton doesn't have to run another play, and it doesn't look like they're going to run another play as time will expire here in what is a scoreless first quarter. It is Shelton nothing and Kennesaw nothing. You're listening to Friday Night Football on Classic Hits 98.9.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
At
athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Along with Larry Baker, I'm Doug Duda, and we want to thank the many fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school football and all high school sports here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Shelton and Kennesaw, they are scoreless. Here in the first quarter, we get our first play of the second quarter, and Stop Cotty's going to spread them out on second down and 8 yards to go. And the pass is out to the left side. It's complete to Mueller, 40-35, and down to the 32.
Doug, what you got there is Shelton came out in a little trip open set. They're tripped to one side, single open to the far side. They just run a nine route, and he threw it immediately, almost like a fade, and Schnitzler ran him down from behind.
I think we got that for about 27 and at about seven more. 34-yard pass for the first down, and now they get back to the quick tempo. They hand it off to Glenn off the right side, and he'll bang his way forward for about three.
Yeah, Doug, and you're going to get a personal foul here probably on Shelton. They were blocking the Shelton defender, or the Shelton receiver there was blocking Schnitzler, the free safety, and got a little rough with him after the play, it looked like.
And that's exactly what it will be. And so just when you got something going your way, you back up the other way.
This is the thing that we talked about in the open, Doug. Kennesaw has been in a, you know, at least one game where there was something that mattered in the fourth quarter. Shelton has yet to be in a game where anything has been on the line, and how will they control their emotions? How disciplined can they stay through that? Again, like I'll say, as the air starts to leave the room, can they control their breathing or do they panic a little bit? That's one of those situations there where you see a little bit of a panic move.
It's going to be first down and a long way to go, about 22 yards it looks like, as they'll move the ball all the way back to the Shelton 35-yard line. And now they will say it is second down because it was a dead ball play. So after a 34-yard pass, then a short run, you get the 15-yard personal foul. Second down and 22 now. As Stop Cotty in the shotgun trips to the short side, they'll put Glenn in motion. High snap, and Stop Cotty has to keep it, and he's going to get minimal yardage to about the 37 as he's hit there by Dalton Bender. But we saw some of that in the pregame warm-up, too. Both teams, some of their pregame center snaps, whether they were warming up for place kicking or running some offensive plays, were off the mark.
I think part of that's the trouble of going from under center to shotgun, under center to shotgun. You're primarily under center, and then you try to go in out of the gun. That center's not used to that necessarily. That's why you see that. They come back to that speed option, Doug, again. If he can get that ball pitched off, he's got a chance there.
Still those things that you're working on in week seven. On third and long, Stop Cotty back to pass. Going to throw it as far as he can. Looking for Glenn. He's behind Schnitzler, but he overthrew him at the five-yard line. Luke Glenn trying to Willie Mays one down at the five-yard line, but it was just a tad bit overthrown, and Shelton's going to have to punt for the third time in three possessions.
Well, this will be interesting, Doug, because Glenn can fly. I mean, he had Preston Schnitzler beat bad there, and Schnitzler's one of the fastest guys on the field tonight.
Boy, oh, they've Preston's got amazing.
Yeah.
What they say, 11-6 as an eighth grader?
Eighth grader, yeah. They've got to find ways to get Glenn in the open field.
So ready to punt the ball all the way is David Mueller. It's going to be snapped over his head. Now he starts to run. He should rugby kick it if he can, and he'll try. They try to block it. They tackle him. And a great putt, and it's going to get maybe into the end zone. Yeah, it did. What a crazy play. As trying to run it down there for Shelton was Taren Hawks, and that is a punt that's going to cover about 44 yards. What a great job just to, well, that's a 44-yard punt and about 60 yards in saving grace.
Yeah, that was a big deal because actually when the ball was snapped clean over his head, he never touched it. That thing, he very easily could have never gotten on top of that thing. What a great play.
Both teams better get that figured out in a hurry, or it could determine who wins this football game. So first and 10 at the 15, for Kennesaw in a scoreless ball game. They hand it to the fullback. He fumbles the ball. Shelton looks like they've got it. And covering the football for the Bulldogs is going to be Luke Glenn, and they are already in the red zone.
Yeah, that was an inside beer play, Doug. And quarterback, or excuse me, the fullback never had the ball. As Schnitzler pulled his hands out of there and left the ball with the fullback, as he's supposed to do, their fullback never closed down on it.
The ball will be at the 17-yard line, and Luke Glenn, who's doing it on offense all year, does it on defense. So it'll bring up first down and 10, and they'll run a little option. Stop Connie pitches it out to Glenn. He tries to cut it back up inside, gets to about the 15, maybe give him the 14-yard line. A short gain of 2.
This is also there, Doug, where Glenn takes that real long cut there. So far through the season, through the 1,000 yards that he's racked up in 6 games, he's been able to do that. He's been able to take that long stop cut back. Tonight there's a lot more speed on the field on the other side of the ball, and he's doing that long cut, and Kennesaw's getting him caught before he can get it started again.
David Jimenez in there, and they move Glenn in motion. Fake the handoff. What a throw. Stop Cotty with some pressure. Now rolls to his right. May have to take off and run, and just bulldogging him down at about the 12-yard line will be the Kennesaw Blue Devils, and if he turns this way, I can tell you who it is. It's 65 Dalton Bender. But to stop Cotty, did a good job to just drag him for about 4 yards.
Yeah, I mean, he makes this third and manageable here, Doug. It's going to be about 3rd and 6, 3rd and 7, somewhere right in there. And one thing you're seeing out of Shelton, you know, we saw it there on that punt. We're seeing it there, a tough team, a team that's willing to fight and very, very tough.
Scoreless with 9 minutes to go. Kennesaw fumbling the ball away. Shelton trying to take advantage. Fake the toss. Throw it into the end zone. Got a man. Taren Hawks. And he has caught it. Touchdown. Both officials looked at each other like they were at Seattle. And then they signaled the touchdown to Taren Hawks.
That was a great job. Stopcott, he put the ball up there, put a lot of air under it. Hawks had him beat. But if Stopcott, he throws that on a rope, it's never going to be complete. He had to put some air under it. Did a great job. And, of course, we're going to see Shelton go for 2 here and not kick the ball.
This will be could be a big part, too, because it looks like Kennesaw assures themselves of an extra point every time. While Shelton will go for 2, they'll spread the field. Taren Hawks to the right, and now we've got a whistle. And you hate to see a timeout burned on an extra point, but that's exactly what Shelton will do here. That'll leave them 1, 6-0 here in the first quarter.
And that's the thing, Doug. 8-man, you see many 8-man games decided this way. Coaches, for some reason, many times they just believe they can get 3 yards versus kicking the ball. 9 times out of 10, it hurts you actually in big games. And then you actually use a timeout, one of the most precious things you have, because you only get 3 of them on each side of the break, and you use one here on an extra point where you're probably not going to get in.
Let's give you some scores that we have for you here early on. North Star and Kearney 7-7 in the first. Aurora leads Columbus 7-0 in the first. Northwest and York scoreless in the second. Central City got an early start, 7-6 lead over St. Paul at the half. Kearney Catholic 7-0 over Chase County in the second quarter. Adams Central 2-0 over Grand Island Central Catholic second quarter. Donovan Trumbull 6-0 over St. Cecilia in the second quarter. Centura leads Wood River 14-0. Now we line up to go for the two-point conversion here. Glenn in motion. He'll fake the handoff. Stop Cotty. He'll stretch for it. He's got it over the right side for the two-point conversion. So with 8:49 to go in the first half of play, we've got some scoring. It's Shelton 8 and Kennesaw nothing on Classic Hits.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Shelton. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just your insurance agent, your friends. They'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service. That is second to none. Best of luck to all the area teams from RAI in Shelton.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Ready to kick it off now will be the Shelton Bulldogs after taking the first points on the scoreboard at 8-0. And here's the boot away. Schnitzler back deep in case it's returnable, and he just kind of nonchalantly lets it go into the end zone. It was right at the goal line. He'll let it go, and once again, Kennesaw starts at their 15-yard line as David Mueller puts it into the end zone.
Now, you know, we've talked about can Shelton control their emotions as far as first big game for them. Can Kennesaw? I don't think Kennesaw planned on coming in here tonight. I really don't. I don't think they thought that at any point they'd be down in this game and be down 8-0, especially as much success as they've had moving the ball, Doug. Can they stay within their plan here?
I'll be interested if they're going to utilize Tyler a little bit more here, run-pass option, but they give it to Preston off the right side. It's been pretty basic here. They have thrown it a couple of times, but Preston off the right side gets it out to about the 18, a short gain of about 2.5.
Yeah, there wasn't much there, Doug, and it'll be interesting to see, you know, what do they do here. Tyler Schnitzler's their guy. I mean, they're going to go as he goes. When they did drop back to throw the ball, it was pretty easy completion. It'd be interesting to see if we see some more of that.
On second down out of the shotgun now is Schnitzler. Drops back, no pressure, so he's going to take off and run. Gets cut back to the 20, spins off a man to the 25. He's got the first down out to the 26-yard line. Gain of 8. That's kind of what I was talking about right there. Tyler knows what's going on. They'll put it into his hands a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, he's by far the most electric ball player in the game tonight as far as his experience, how fast he can move his feet, his stop and go ability is amazing. You get in tough spots, you just give it to him and let him make it happen.
First and 10 now, just across the 30. They'll hand it off on the left side, and Preston Schnitzler nowhere to go as he gets back to the line of scrimmage, which actually is the 26, not the 31. No gain, second down.
Yeah, Luke Glenn came in there and smacked him. They ran a little ISO with no isolation. The fullback went the wrong way there, and just jiminy crickets.
Well, that's payback in practice sometime. Major League Baseball playoffs aren't going on tonight. The New York Yankees do win 3-1 over Baltimore, and the Cardinals and Nationals just getting underway. Right now, empty backfield again, but they will put out wide receivers, one to the left, one to the right, out of the shotgun for Schnitzler here on second down and 10. At his own 27, looks right, now decides to take off, tries to get to the right side, does, look out, 35-40, down the right sideline, steps out of a tackle at the 30, makes a nice move at the 25, runs over a man at the 10, and into the end zone for Tyler Schnitzler. A 53-yard touchdown run. What a run by Schnitzler, breaking numerous tackles.
Yeah, Doug, and actually, that was exactly what you'd called earlier. That may have been a called draw, but spread him out a little bit, put him in the gun, give him the run-pass option. And it is a real testament to him because number 54, Grant Wilkinson for Shelton, plays that absolutely perfect, comes across the line of scrimmage, plays heel line, and Schnitzler just flat ran away from
him. Man, he did a good cutback as he ran down the sideline in front of his own bench and stiffed arm a man and took the last 15 in. And now ready to try the extra point kick will be Richard Zonick. And Zonick kicks it all the way to the high school. Did he put it between the pipes? Yes, he did. And with the score, 7:05 to go here in the first half, it is 8-7. Shelton will keep the lead. We'll take a timeout and be right back.
LaserTech has been putting the serve back in service for over 17 years. LaserTech can help you with all your printer needs. New and reconditioned units, multifunction units, and fax machines, or cartridges and accessories for an existing printer. LaserTech technicians are dispatched quickly, utilizing the latest technology, giving you same-day, next-day service. With LaserTech, trouble-free solutions are only a phone call away. Know how to find the right solution for your business. The solution is how LaserTech is helping businesses, doing what can be done every day.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Each team has now scored on their last possession, like the discipline over there at Kennesaw. You kick extra points, stay by kicking the extra points, even though Shelton got the two-point conversion on the first touchdown. So 8-7 Bulldogs, Schnitzler to boot it away, and it is angling towards the pylon. Did it stay in bounds? And the official says that it does go out of bounds. just inside the 5-yard line. And when you've got David Mueller and Luke Glenn back there, you don't want either one of them touching it.
No, and I make them kick it again. I don't think they're going to.
So the penalty will be enforced, and Shelton says we'll just take the football at the 25-yard line. Each team has had one penalty in this football game that has been accepted with 7:05 to go in the first half. Shelton 8, Kennesaw 7 here on Classic Hits. We'll keep you up to date on other scores from the Valentino scoreline. If you're at a ball game in the area, text our scoreline and we'll pass along all the scores. Everybody wants to know how everybody else is doing. The number to do that is 308-646-0506. 646-0506. Text us your score in the quarter. We'll get it out there. Stop Cotty takes the snap out of the shotgun, three wides. He's hit as he throws. It is complete out here into the flat for a very minimal game to David Mueller.
Yeah, Shelton goes with a 2-by-2 scheme there, Doug, and ran 9 routes of speed outs from the inside, and he just threw the speed out. It was total mirror what they did on one side, they did on the other. But I like that. Kennesaw's kind of chasing a little bit when Shelton spread them out.
That'll bring up a second down and 8, just a 2-yard gain out to the 27-yard line. Don't forget at half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. First half stats, scores, recap of what was happening in the state tournaments today, and more. On second down, back to pass again. Stop, Cotty. Good block. Wants to pump fake. Nothing deep. Now decides to run, and he'll be brought down from behind by Zach Edwards as he gets out to about the 30-yard line. But we've got a penalty flag.
Yeah, my guess is here, Doug, you're going to get either offensive holding or offensive pass interference. They didn't throw it.
Looks like either they picked it up or it wasn't there to begin with. So.
Well, he has the receiver coming out of his break, just threw down a Kennesaw defender. I mean, he just threw him down as if he were the ball carrier. And no flag thrown.
So 3rd and 5. Shelton will send trips to the left side. 4 wideouts here. Short shotgun stop. Cotty looks to the right the whole time. Gets Hawks. Completed midfield. And is brought down at the Kennesaw 48-yard line. Good tackle that time by Dalton Bender. But also good pickup on the play. Give him 13.
Yeah, Terry and Hawks there running the in cut. He's very, very crisp route runner. That was a great route right there.
Hawks, who hauled in the touchdown pass, gets the ball into Kennesaw territory at the 38-yard line. Stay out of that spread formation. Pump fake right, pressure from the left side. He's got to throw it downfield, and he'll throw it away. Good backside pressure by Michael Duffy. 8 stop, Cotty. Dish it out there.
And the one thing, Doug, if you are Kennesaw, that you have to be a little bit careful with here is coming into this game, they have very few pass attempts. In fact, coming into the game, you know, they had roughly 24 pass attempts with 3 interceptions. So that my point to that is that percentage isn't very good. And there as he rolled that thing out, he just kind of let it go down the field. And you've got to be very careful with that.
Made the right decision. 2nd down and 10. Put Glenn in motion. Now send him back to the left side. What a throw. Going to throw it down the football field deep on a wheel route to Glenn, and it's over his head. And again, well covered, and stop Cotty hit as he threw it. It's 3rd and 10.
Yeah, they wanted Glenn immediately out of the backfield. He was covered, and there again, stop Cotty kind of rolled that out, gave it a little waggle, and let it go down the field. 3 Kennesaw defenders around.
8-7, Shelton with the lead. 5:53 to go here in the second quarter of play. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Cotty Hastings, Grand Island, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. With our producer, engineer Stacy Johns and Larry Baker, I'm Doug Duda with you here for this D2 Top 10 matchup. On the next to last night of the regular season, they'll set Twins to the right side on 3rd and 10. Stop Cotty looks that way. He's hit as he throws over the middle. The ball is deflected away. Tyler Schnitzler reaching over the top of the shorter David Jimenez at the first down marker. Some of the Shelton players, some of the Shelton coaches wanted a flag, but Schnitzler... It's just like an entry pass in basketball to the post. You're not always over the back. Sometimes you're just taller and can deflect the ball away.
Right.
So, once again, we're going to see a punt here. So, we've seen this will be the 4th punt with 1 touchdown so far. And the last punt snap sailed over his head. But he recovered it and kicked it into the end zone. And Mueller boots this one away. And it's going to go out of bounds inside the 10. And let's see where they marked that one. About the 8-yard line, 9-yard line. Oh, well, now they're redoing things at the 11-yard line. So it's going to be a 26-yard punt, but it's still inside the 15.
That was odd, Doug. He went back and clearly marked it at about the 4-yard line, and then, as if he were an Army soldier marching, just went about face and went back to about the 11. So I don't know what happened there. Somebody must have hollered at him.
That's 4 punts for Shelton, none for Kennesaw. They fumbled it on their first possession. Then they were stopped on downs. Then they scored. And now they have it for the fourth time. 5:44 to go. 8-7. Shelton with the lead. Kennesaw football here out of the I formation. Spitzler back to pass. Looking to the right side. Floats it out here. Complete from Tyler to Preston. At the 20 to the 25. It'll be brought down right there. First down.
Absolutely beautiful pass there by Tyler. When you hit that pass in the flat like that, you want him actually swinging that thing up the field, and you want him to catch it running full speed, getting north and south, or in this case, getting downhill east, as this field goes east to west, and he did it.
First and 10 at their 26 now, back to the I formation, and they'll hand it off over the right side to Schnitzler. He drags Blue Devils, and he drags Bulldogs, and he gets over the 30 to the 31. 5 more for Preston Schnitzler. I've got him for 46. Tyler for 118. They've only put the ball in the air 3 times, 2 of 3.
Yeah, and this is the thing. Again, I'm going to come back to it. Kennesaw's doing what they want to do offensively. They're running the ball. They're running their offense the way they'd like to. They've just not been able to get out of their own way when they've gotten plus territory.
Second down and 5 yards to go. Out of the shotgun, Tyler Schnitzler to keep it. Starts to the left, has a first down into the secondary. He's into Shelton territory at the 35 and drunk down from behind at the 30-yard line, a gain of 19.
Doug, this is almost tough to say or tough to put this on the Shelton defense in the sense that Shelton defense is playing pretty well gap sound. Tyler Schnitzler's doing such a great job. If he gets into the line of scrimmage and his feet almost stop, he waits until just a little sliver opens up, and then he's got an incredible burst to put himself into the defensive backfield.
10th first down, first and 10, mark it at the 30. Hand it off over the left side, and this time the tackle is made by Luke Glenn, just throwing down the I-back Schnitzler. He threw him forward, though, so he's going to get about 3, maybe 4. Pretty good mark that time for the Blue Devils. We'll call it 2nd and 7, though.
And Luke Glenn needs to wrap up a little bit there, better there, Doug. That's the type of Olay arm tackle that turns into 6 points going the other way.
Plenty of high school football going on tonight. Kearney High has taken a 10-7 lead over North Star. Hastings leads Lexington 10-0 in the second quarter. Also in the second, Aurora 14, Columbus 7, Northwest 3, York nothing. In Class C1, Kearney Catholic up 14-0 over Chase County. Adams Central still 2-0 over Central Catholic. Schnitzler right side to Preston. Preston, just enough of a hole to get up to the 20 and down to the 19-yard line. Another 5-yard gain.
And he looks like his brother running the ball there, Doug. Gets himself into the line of scrimmage and just keeps those feet chopping. And he's constantly getting upfield, you know.
Well, he was filming the games last year, and now he's running the football. He carried it 27 times against Giltner, as his coach and father, Craig Schnitzler, told me before the game. That's when he was introduced to big boy football. Saw some of it in camp, but took his licks there. But 8-7, Shelton still has the lead here, under 4 minutes to go, first half. Tyler to Preston, handoff on the right side, nothing on the seam, so he bounces outside. Now he got a penalty flag after he dives for about 3 to the 17-yard line. But the referee throws the flag, and he sees a holding. And for Kennesaw, that'll be their second hold of the football game. 2 penalties for 20 yards.
Yeah, Doug, you talk about Preston Schnitzler and him kind of getting his come up. And he came into the game with 77 carries. He's got more attempts than anybody on the team. His brother had came in with 61, almost identical yardage, both at about the 650-yard mark on the season. But he's gotten 77 attempts coming in.
That'll make it first down and 20 now. The ball marked right at the Shelton 30 as Kennesaw trying to find the lead. They go with the 7 linemen, and only Tyler Schnitzler in the backfield. Fakes left, goes to the right side. Shelton defends it way better this time. He gets to about the 27, a gain of only 3. But the stats you're looking at right here, who are the 2 guys you hear about coming into this game? Tyler Schnitzler, Luke Glenn. Luke Glenn has 18 yards. Tyler Schnitzler has 140.
Yeah.
So it's still Shelton on top, though. That's the bottom line. Doesn't matter what those say. It's what's up here on the scoreboard. 8-7 with 3 minutes to go here in the first half, and Kennesaw taking a little time getting out of the huddle here, and they're going to have to call a timeout. Each team will have one remaining. We'll take a quick break. It's 8-7 Shelton back after this.
Effort isn't always the difference. Maybe it's a matter of inches, a split second, feeling the comfort and confidence in your sports equipment. Coming soon, TM Sporting Goods. New to downtown Kearney, home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson Sporting Goods, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, and featuring experienced pros like Steve Varinol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods. Coming soon on the bricks at 2217 Central. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
Doug Duda and Larry Baker back with you here at Shelton. Want to thank Athletic Director Ron Blaze and all the fine folks here for their hospitality. A few more scores to pass along to you here from our Platte River Preps Valentino's scoreboard. It is Donovan Trumbull 12, St. Cecilia 7 in the second quarter. Centura still leads Wood River 14-0, and Ansley Litchfield leads Twin Loop 18-6. That ball game is going on in the first half as well. See if we missed anything else. Elwood over Eustace Farnham, 14-0. Right now, though, it is 8-7 in favor of Shelton. Second and 18 for Kennesaw at the Shelton 27. Tyler Schnitzler back to pass, has all day, throws for the end zone for Preston, one-on-one. He catches it, touchdown. Perfect pass. Oh, he dropped it. He dropped the ball.
Yeah,
Luke Glenn must have just got a fingernail on it. It looked like he came down with it in his hands, but it's laying on the turf.
You're exactly right, Doug. He did come down with it, and Glenn was able to rake the ball out. That was just a simple wheel route, a two-man wheel route, where the inside receiver's running the speed out and turns it up the field. The outside receiver's running the 2-3 slant. It was a great throw and a great catch. Glenn made a great play.
So that'll bring up third down, and now decision time here for Kennesaw. Get it. You don't have to get all of it, and you can get your field goal kicker out there. I think we saw Tyler Schnitzler run it in this situation last time. They spread it. Let's see if he does it again out of the shotgun. And sure as heck, he will. He starts to the left. He gets 3, 4, 5. Not going to be a whole lot. Stops short of the 20-yard line. It's still going to be fourth at about 13. So Tyler picks up a little bit. It would be about a 40-yard field goal into the wind, and here they come. That's exactly what Coach Craig Schnitzler was thinking. See what Tyler can do. And they'll mark it at about the 23-yard line. And we have a 40-yard attempt, and they say that's about his range, even though he's hitting them longer in the first in the pregame.
Yeah, going the other way with a little wind at his back in the pregame. He hasn't done this a lot, though, Doug.
He's a left-footed kicker. Tyler Schnitzler holds. Here's the snap. Here's the kick. It's plenty high. It's deep. And it is wide right. The lefty hooked it a little too much. And Richard Sonic, the senior foreign exchange student from Germany, he did everything he could, but didn't put it in the goal.
But
that's more of his deal, but he missed the 40
yards. But I'll tell you what, the ball bleeds when he kicks it. Did you hear that thing? Gee, many crickets. If I'm Shelton, I don't want that guy getting very many more of those opportunities.
And another thing you look at there, too, I'm guessing in Germany they don't kick cinder blocks. Like, that's probably a little cool down there.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So, Kennesaw can't put points on the board. Shelton with 2:05 to go in the first half, up 8-7. And they'll take over at their own 15-yard line out of the shotgun. Stopcotti is going to hand it off, and now he's going to keep it instead. And he probably should have handed it off, as he is swarmed by about 6 of the 8 white jerseys from Kennesaw.
Yeah, and if you're Shelton here, you obviously want to score and do all those things like you normally want to do. But what you'd like to do here, there's a minute 45 left in this half, and you've had a Kennesaw offense that shot themselves in the foot over and over, but they're extremely electric and can score fast. Shelton needs to keep this ball away from Kennesaw here and take this lead to the half.
Well, at each team, only one timeout left, so that kind of strategy is out the window. A loss of a couple, it'll be second down back at the 12-yard line. Tight formation. Hand it off to Glenn off the right side. Bounces outside, 15, 20. He's to the 30. He's to the 40. Angle Schnitzler brings him down to the 31-yard line. And there's Luke Glenn exploding.
Man, I'm telling you, Doug, he gets going downhill. And look out. He turned the corner there and just hit the gas.
A 35-yard carry for Luke Glenn. Now maybe Shelton can think about hustling things up with a minute 15 to go. They're at the Kennesaw 32. Great run by Luke Glenn. And on first down out of the I formation, they'll hand it to Glenn off the left side. This time the hole's not there. He's driven back into the center of the line, and he'll be brought down by the interior line. Tyler Schnitzler was there, but the first man was Mason Stoker, and a gain of a yard.
Yeah, they just slammed it in there again, and they're just trying to get him loose. Going to go a little no huddle here. 50 seconds and counting on second and nine at the 30. And again, they fake the handoff to the fullback and coming through to drive him down, Michael Duffy. He sold out that time, and Luke Glenn goes down, and he goes down hard, a loss of one.
Yeah, the trouble with that, Doug, is they run a little cross-buck action there, and you've got a situation where David Jimenez is the fullback, and he does just a great job. We've seen him here tonight doing a great job, but he's extremely small, doesn't carry the ball ever in this offense. So it's you run that cross-buck action to him, nobody's going to go with it.
Well, and with 34 seconds left, Shelton will use their final timeout. I go back, depending on what happens here, they're out of timeouts. They had to burn one on the extra point, and now that makes things a whole lot different. It's third down. It may not make things different. If you don't convert here, you punt it and then hope to get into halftime with the 8-7 lead. Your score, Shelton leads it here by one on a 14-yard pass from Clayton Stopcotty to Taron Hawks, and then that's when Kennesaw got on the board the very next drive. A minute and 44 seconds later, Tyler Schnitzler on a magnificent 53-yard touchdown run. They kicked the extra point. Shelton ran theirs in, and that's the difference in the ball game, 8-7. So 34 seconds left to go before the half. Third down and 10, Shelton at the Kennesaw 31-yard line. Stopcotty has had some success through the air. Jimenez, the only man in the backfield, stays back there to block. Stopcotty puts it out, or he's got a man wide open, and he is de-cleated by Tyler Schnitzler. The pass is hauled in, though, by Mueller at the 17-yard line. What a catch. He just got thumped.
Yeah, Stopcotty laid the ball up there just a little too much. If he throws that on a rope, it maybe scores, but he threw it up there just a little bit and allowed Schnitzler to run under it.
First and 10 at the 17, clock running, and they'll just run the kill play. Spike the ball with 20 seconds left, and that'll bring up second down and 10.
Yeah, and they ran, they just stuck him in the little zone there, and he put his hand up. That was a great throw and catch, but.
And so back out after spiking the ball, Stopcotty runs over to the sideline, and 8-7 the score. Again, not sure that they've got anybody that's going to attempt the field goal, so they got to be thinking end zone here. Spread it, put it Glenn in motion from right to left. He will go to the left side. Stopcotty going down the middle of the field. He's got a man, and it is dropped. It goes through the hands of Mueller and then bounced off his knee and sailed through the end zone. He got hit hard as well as the Schnitzlers. That time Preston was there to help finish him off. Stops the clock with 15 seconds, but that one went right through his hands. Mueller made a nice catch last time and maybe was hearing footsteps again.
Yeah, Mueller's the leading receiver on this team with only four catches, but he's the leading receiver on Shelton's team. He had that right put away, Doug. And, like, as you said, maybe one step and he doesn't hang on to it anyway. Kennesaw's going to take kind of an odd timeout here.
And they're going to give Shelton an opportunity to figure something out here offensively, because now both teams are out of timeouts. 15 seconds to go here in the first half. It's Shelton 8 and Kennesaw 7. It'll be third down and 10. The ball marked 17 when we come back.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Coming up next, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, stats, scores, and a preview of what's coming up in this next to last week of the high school football season. Third and 10 at the 17-yard line for Shelton. They're trying to go in before half. Stopcotty, pressure. Throws it up for grabs. This is a jump ball in the end zone, and it's going to fall short. We've got a penalty flag, and then two penalty flags as they underthrow Jimenez, and I'm not even sure that's who they were going for. Mueller went into the end zone, I think that's where the interference is, but the ball was about 8 yards underthrown.
And this may be offensive, Doug, on Mueller.
Let's find out what our white hat says. Pass interference on the defense, half the distance to the goal. And there's only 9 seconds left, maybe time for two plays.
Jimenez just about came up with a great play there because he was not the intended receiver there at all.
So that'll make it an 8-yard penalty.
That should be an automatic first down.
That's what I thought. Let's see if that's the way they mark it out there. Officials not making it an automatic first down. Now I think they're going to discuss it here. Third down and two is what it reads.
Yeah, it has to be an
automatic
first down.
Yeah, there we go. Now they come up and move the chain. That's correct. So the defensive pass interference makes it first and goal at the eight. With 9 seconds to go, stop Cotty. Hit as he throws. Slant pattern is behind Hawks that time. Good pressure up the middle. We'll make it second down. Time for one more play. It's Duffy again. Duffy a couple of times has really shot through there.
Yeah, they've got to get. They need to give him a little bit more time. You know, you've got a situation where your big guys up front have got to give him time to at least be able to throw that slant. And right there, Doug, he really didn't have time to ever set his feet.
After starting well, stop Cotty just won out of his last six through the air. 5 seconds remain of the first half. It's second and goal, Shelton at the Kennesaw 8-yard line. Maybe they get two more plays. That one only took 4 seconds. Stop Cotty, empty backfield, takes it, throws it a little wide open. Touchdown, Shelton.
He dropped it, Doug. Went right through his hands.
Right through his hands.
Yeah, right through
his hands. I better get the prescription checked.
Yeah, it went right through his hands. That should have been a touchdown. It was wide open. It went right through his hands. So,
Jimenez trying to haul that one in, so we've seen two drops.
Shelton's made it tough. They've scored twice on this drive.
Yeah.
They just haven't come down with the ball. I will say that I see something here. Kennesaw's made a change. Tyler Schnitzer's been on the trip side just about every time. They've now got him alone on the single side. And I know that's where a lot of offensive coordinators like to throw the quick slant. I'd be careful here, Schnitzler, take that six the other way.
Here's the last play of the half. Stop Cotty to throw. Comes over the middle, and he overshoots his intended receiver in Mueller. And Kennesaw is able to hold on, but they got some help from Shelton, who dropped two open passes in the end zone. So we expected to see a lot of scoring. That hasn't been the case. It is Shelton 8 and Kennesaw 7. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, stats, scores, and a whole lot more. Keep it here on Classic Hits.
So dark.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal. At the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
And welcome back to Shelton, where we are at halftime in this D2 Top 10 battle between 4th-ranked Shelton and 6th-ranked Kennesaw. And this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. Shelton 8 and Kennesaw 7. Let's start this halftime by looking at some of the other scores that we have for you. Throughout central Nebraska, as we are getting some games going into halftime. And in Class A, Kearney High leads Lincoln North Star 10-7. These are all second quarter scores. Northwest leads York 3-0. Hastings over Lexington 10-0. Central City over St. Paul 7-6 at the half. Kearney Catholic 21-0 over Chase County. That game is on ESPN 1460. Grand Island Central Catholic 6 and Adams Central 2. Cozad 20, Minden 14, Gibbon 14, Fillmore Central nothing. It is Donovan Trumbull 12, St. Cecilia 7. Ansley Litchfield was leading Twin Loop 18-6. And those are the latest scores that we have. If you would like to add to our score list from some of the great games around the area, all you have to do is text our Valentino score line. It's 308-646-0506. If you're not a texter, you can call it and leave a voicemail, and we'll still have the score, 308-646-0506, as we've got some good football on our network of stations and the World Wide Web as well, PlatteRiverPreps.com, where you can hear the games live. They're podcast immediately after the game is over, so you can listen to it again once you get home. Plus, if it's not in the next 5 or 6 hours, it's within the next 48 hours. Photos from every game that we do are also posted to Platte River Preps, so you can check out, and they're free. You can do whatever you want with it. It's all free. It's all downloadable at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Larry, you come out here, and Shelton and Kennesaw, in that first quarter, Shelton was not really moving the football, punted the ball three times early in this football game, and then for Kennesaw, they had a turnover. They were stopped on down, so we were 0-0 before any scoring, but it seemed like Kennesaw really had the momentum, and it seemed that way the whole first half, yet they're behind.
I actually would say Doug Kennesaw still has the momentum in the sense that Kennesaw's proven that they can just bang, knock it out of the park, get things that they need when they need them. If you're Shelton, you have to capitalize on this. Kennesaw came out, they've really done most of what they normally do, what they feel they should be able to do, yet they trail in this game. If you're Shelton, you have to make them pay for that. Make them pay for these mistakes. They've gotten two turnovers, and Shelton's turned one of them into 8 points. For Shelton, they've proven they've got the playmakers, Doug. They just got to get him loose, you know, in Glenn. They've got to find a way to get him loose just a little bit more than they have.
Got him loose once, and let's face it, they were, I would say, Kennesaw, we had less than a minute 30 to go here. They're backed up inside their 15. They're worried about a pass play, and Glenn busts one off for 35 yards. That's 35 of his 53. And as we said, I've got Tyler Schnitzler for 145. That's the staggering number I've seen so far here in this first half.
Yeah, no question. I mean, again, Schnitzler's been able to run the ball and kind of do things as he wants it done. You've got Luke Glenn, who's averaged 175 yards a game, probably not playing most fourth quarters, Doug.
Yeah, and you looked here, too. One thing that maybe we didn't expect, I mentioned at the top of the broadcast, is that I thought Kennesaw was a little more versatile. They could throw the ball as well as run the ball. But Shelton had put the ball in the air, all their passes occurring in the second quarter of play. And I haven't totally figured it up yet, but it's about 12 passes that they have put up here. And that equals the total, I think, for the whole year.
24 total attempts is what they've had. They were 10 of 24 on the season coming in tonight, Doug. So you're exactly right. And they've came out with a little different plan. And I will say they've tried to do what they do with Glenn, and it hasn't worked. So that they have moved it on. But just to contrast it, where Schnitzler sits, you've got Schnitzler who's averaging about 116 yards a game, and he's taken that on in the first half here. That's where you see that experience. He knows it's a big game, both him and his father. His father's going to make sure he gets it in this big game as well. And you've seen him take that per-game total on in a half. Yeah. That's the experience part that you talked about in our open.
Yeah, just the one thing that it has to happen for you at some point, and Shelton's getting close, but you've got to be able to get over that hump. And it is 8-7 here. It'll be interesting to see what adjustments, if any, are made out there. Let's face it, Tyler Schnitzler hasn't had to run the football this year. For both of these clubs, they've blown out everybody they've played except for the Giltner win over Kennesaw. And I joked with Greg, is it actually that ended up being a blowout with the way it worked out in the second half. But these two teams are going to go into the second half, and for the first time, Shelton is going to be in a ball game. And they've been up by multiple scores at this time every other game this year.
And I think that's the most important thing, because as you just said, what we're getting tonight is we're getting everybody's ace up the sleeve tonight on both sides of the ball. So we're kind of seeing who are you going to be come the end of October and November when all this really matters. You know, we talk about you're the fourth-rated team or you're the fifth-rated or the sixth-rated, whatever. What we're really seeing tonight is who you really are. Because coming up to this, I can promise you, if you were to give the coaches, if you were to give Mike Lowe the truth serum and leaning back in the chair, one of the things that he'd tell you is there's a bunch of stuff that he's worked on every week that he's never shown on a Friday night because he didn't want Kennesaw to see it. Because he knew he was good enough to win most of these games the way that he did leading up to this. So there's a bunch of stuff that he's unveiled tonight that Kennesaw hadn't seen on film. And for Kennesaw, it's a matter of we've seen it coming into this game, Doug. You've got Preston Schnitzler, the freshman, with 77 carries, and his teammate and brother, Tanner Schnitzler, would be second with 51 carries. He's carried the ball 25 more times than his brother as a freshman. But yet tonight we see that's completely reversed, and that's where we see let's get into that November-type football.
you know, Kennesaw last year was one of the best teams in the state. Thought maybe they'd go on to Lincoln. And so you play that deep. You play into the Final Four, the Final Eight every year, and you start to gain that experience. We've seen that both in coach and athlete tonight on Kennesaw's side.
We're going to take a break here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. As we do, we'll give you another baseball score. The Washington Nationals score 3 in the first, and they lead the Cardinals 3-0 in the top of the second. Earlier today, the Yankees advance on by beating Baltimore 3-1. We'll take a break and be back with more right after this timeout on Classic Hits.
A year ago, 6-year-old Nebraska fan Jack Hoffman suffered a seizure. Diagnosed with brain cancer, Jack's story touched Cornhusker All-American Rex Burkhead and the hearts of the Husker Nation. As a result, we at Platte River Radio and other Husker-affiliated radio companies are supporting the sale of Team Jack T-shirts. $10 from each shirt purchase benefits the CureSearch Team Jack Legacy Fund to fight pediatric cancer. Shirts are on sale now, where Husker merchandise is sold at Allen Superstore of Hastings. See complete information at Team Jack on Facebook.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
And welcome back to high school football and the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits, Shelton 8, Kennesaw 7. And let's take a look now at the first half stats that I have unofficially. First off, let's take a look at what Kennesaw has. Preston Schnitzler, 11 carries, 54 yards. Devin Burr, 2 carries, no yards. And I need to put down that Kennesaw has turned it over twice. Each Preston Schnitzler and Devin Burr have lost fumbles in this football game. So 54 yards on 11 carries for Preston, 2 carries, no yards for Devin. Tyler Schnitzler, 13 carries, 145 yards, and a touchdown in this football game. So that is the rushing totals, 26 carries, 199 yards through the air. Tyler Schnitzler has put it up 4 times, completed 2 of them. No interceptions, no touchdowns, 24 yards through the air. 199 on the ground, 223 yards for Kennesaw, and 11 first downs. They have turned it over twice, 2 penalties, making 3 penalties for 28 yards in this football game. We'll take a look at the first half numbers for Shelton right after this.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island, or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Adams County Bank meets your personal and business needs. Experienced Adams County Bank employees provide excellent customer service and know customers by name. The Adams County Bank supports local organizations, making a difference in the lives of people living here. Decisions are made quickly and by people living in the communities Adams County Bank serves. Large enough to serve your personal and business needs, yet small enough to know you. Let the Adams County Bank show you what they have to offer. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Once again, I want to thank the many fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school sports here on Classic Hits. Next week, we've got a little more football on Thursday and Friday, and kind of seeing how the games play out tonight. I know we'll have the Kearney Catholic Gothenburg game for you. You've got Donovan Trumbull and Ravenna are playing next Thursday night. Gibbon and Central City are next Friday night. So we'll see how some of the games maybe are going to affect the playoffs, and take a look at those for you coming up next week. Right now, the numbers for Shelton in the first half. I've got Luke Glenn, 11 carries, 53 yards. Dave Mueller, 1 carry, 1 yard. Clayton Stopcotty, 6 carries, 14 yards. That's 18 rushing attempts for 68 yards for Shelton. Through the air, Stopcotty has put it up 13 times. He's completed 5 of those, but he started the ball game 4 for 5, so he's only 1 out of his last 8. He does have a touchdown pass, 14-yarder to Taryn Hawks, so 5 of 13, no interceptions, 1 touchdown, 76 yards through the air, and 68 on the ground, so that's really good balance for Shelton. 144 yards of total offense, though, is about 80 short of what Kennesaw has. 7 first downs for Shelton, just 1 penalty, and it really hurt one of their drives. It was a 15-yard personal foul on offense after a big gain and taking them down into Kennesaw territory. They have turned it over once on a fumble, 4 punts for an average of about 36 yards here for Mueller. And Shelton's score, of course, came on the 14-yard pass from Clayton Stopcotti to Taryn Hawks. All the scoring in the second quarter, the Kennesaw scored second, Shelton scored first, but it was back-to-back drives. The difference right now, the extra point, and I'll probably go to my grave with this. I would rather see him kick it at any level, all the time, sure point, and I know it's not sure, but right now, maybe that two-point conversion is going to be the difference, but there's still a lot of football to be played here.
I'm the exact same, Doug. I'd rather see you kick that extra point any day of the week. I don't think, with the way both these teams looked here through the first half, I don't think that that 1 point is going to, that particular point, us being 8-7 right now, is going to be how this thing's going to wind down. For Shelton, this thing's going to boil down to one thing, really, I believe. They're averaging 428 yards of offense a week, Doug, and they are so far behind that right now. Can they find a way to, A, get themselves more back on track, but most importantly, can they find a way to live within something that they haven't been able to live in for 6 weeks? When you average 428 yards a week, you feel really good about yourself. And when your leading yard gainer, who's over 1,000 yards, has over 50% of your total offense on the season, is sitting here with 50 yards and almost all of them on one play, how does that affect you mentally? And I think that will be the case for Shelton here, is how do they deal with that?
Well, you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Shelton 8, Kennesaw 7, the second half is next on Classic Hits.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
With our producer-engineer Stacy Johns and Larry Baker, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Shelton, where the Bulldogs will kick it off to start the second half here. And Tyler Schnitzler is usually the only one that goes back for Kennesaw. They'll do everything they can to keep it away from him. They kicked it through the end zone in their only kick in the first half.
That's what I would do again, kick it through the end zone. Don't let him get his hands on it because he's electric when he does.
So putting the ball on the tee here for Shelton will be David Mueller. And the last kick, with the wind at his back just a little bit as they go from east to west. As the ball is booted away by Mueller, and Tyler Schnitzler will be able to return it. It bounces at the 10, picks it up at the 12, breaks a tackle at the 15. Mueller's going to bring him down. How about that? Kick it and go make the tackle. So all that excitement, the ball's just across the 15-yard line, just as if they had kicked it into the end zone. First down and 10.
Yeah, that is an absolutely huge play, Doug, by, I believe, David Jimenez.
Okay, Jimenez made the tackle, 20 instead of 28. And it'll be first down and 10 here for Kennesaw. Trailing 8-7 as we start the second half. We'll get to some more scores in a moment. Gave you some during the halftime break. Most all the games have now got to halftime. Shotgun here. Schnitzler is flanked by both of his running backs. Fakes the handoff, tries to follow him over the left side, and he's going to get to the line of scrimmage, and that is it. Nowhere to go as the blockers ran into too many guys to try and block, and Schnitzler gets 0, and that's the first time that's happened tonight.
Yeah, I thought Shelton looked really stout up front there. They didn't give any ground, where most of these plays through the first half, they were given a yard or two, Doug, there, and they gave nothing.
Nate Buelbaugh was right there. Lincoln Northstar has taken a 21-16 lead over Kearney at the half. So there is an update for you. We'll give you a few more as we get towards halftime. Second down and 10. Schnitzler stays out of the shotgun with Bird blocked for him. Looks right all the way, throws underneath. It's a low throw, and they'll say that it skipped in there at the first down marker, trying to get it to their tight end, Wyatt Woodman, and it'll be third down and 10.
Yeah, Kennesaw wanted to throw the ball there, Doug, again. And they kind of put themselves here. You know, when they went earlier, when they went with that 7 at the line of scrimmage, shotgun, power formation. They have tremendous luck with it. Since the drive that they scored with that, we haven't seen it again.
Well, they're changing out there. Shelton went away from the no huddle, too. So 3rd and 10 out of the I formation. And dropping back, 7-step drop. Plenty of time for Stitzler out here in the flat. And it is in and out of the hands of his end, Mason Stoker. Covered there by Mueller. That's a mismatch as far as size. But through the hands there of Stoker, and David Mueller knocks it away. So a 3 and out here for Kennesaw.
That's the old double cross play. I call it when we went from 11 to 8 man, I called that super cross. That thing's been in 8 man football for 1,000 years. Both tight ends just cross, and most generally one of them's open, and there he was and just dropped it.
This will be the first punt of the ball game by Kennesaw. 2 turnovers and stopped on 4th down once in the first half, and then the score. Mueller back to receive it, and Tyler Stitzler, the punter, line drive kick, and he's just going to let it bounce and roll, and he's going to get about 13, 14 yards of roll inside the 20 to the 18-yard line. So from the 16 to the 18, and that was a pretty good punt by Stitzler.
Yeah, and, you know, Shelton gets a good stop, another stop here, Doug. They've got to turn one of these into points.
46-yard punt, if I added that right, 22 and 24. 46-yard punt for Stitzler. And so Shelton will once again start inside their own 20-yard line. State softball, state tennis wrapped up today. District cross country. Shelton makes it into state. Kennesaw makes it into state as their boys teams. Now a handoff to Luke Glenn. Starts over the right side, cuts back up the middle, gets to the 25-yard line. And Tyler Stitzler will have to bring him down at the 26. Good gain on the play by Glenn. A gain of, we'll call it 8, 2nd and a long 2.
Yeah, that's the type of gain there. That's the type of play that the Shelton fans are more used to seeing through the year there, Doug.
So 2nd down and a long 2 at their own 26. Line up in the I formation. Jimenez is the fullback. Glenn the I back. Glenn off the right side just trying to get the first down. He is stacked up right at the first down marker. This might be the first time we bring the chains out here today. Duffy's over there along with Stoker. They will bring the chains out to take a look at it. They've initially marked it as 3rd down. The wideout wants to take a look at it. I think
looks
probably
going to
be short. Yeah,
looks short, Doug.
So Glenn picks up a couple while they bring the chains out. Let's see if we've got some more scores that we can pass along to you here as they're moving in right now. And Cozad leads Minden at the half, 20-14. Gibbon leads Fillmore Central 14-0 at the halftime. Donovan Trumbull 12, St. Cecilia 7. That is also at the half. Centura leads Wood River 28-0 at the half. The measurement is short. Amherst leads Axtell 12-8 at the half. So a couple of low scoring eight man games. Kearney Catholic leads Chase County 21-0 at the half.
And at the half, Doug, Loup City leads Overton 14-6.
There's a little bit of a surprise right there, too.
Yep.
We'll keep you up to date here on the Valentino score line. We deliver the scores, they deliver the pizza. Top of the hill, Kearney. 3rd and a half yard here for Shelton. They line up in a power formation. Penalty flags come, and we're going to get motion on Shelton. So instead of 3rd and a half yard, it's going to be 3rd and 5 and a half. So he lined up. Something, again, probably they haven't had to do much all season long is convert a half yard.
And here's the thing, Doug. As a play caller right now with Mike Lowe, this is where it's really tough because 3rd and 5, 3rd and 7 hasn't been any big deal all year. You can run your base power play, ISO play, toss play to Mr. Glenn. You can do any of those things. None of those things have paid big money tonight, so you're in a situation where a little tighter for you to make that decision.
So 3rd and 5 and a half here. Ball just over the 20-yard line of their own 20 here. 8-7 Shelton, early 3rd quarter. Stop County play fake. Back to pass. Throws it deep, and he has got Terran Hawks, but overthrows him at the 24-yard line. Coverage downfield by Kennesaw's Colton Blankenship. They went for it all right there.
Doug, if Hawks continues to run out of his break, he completes that, and it's probably a touchdown. He kind of quit running and looked back out of his break on that post, and he ended up being about a step or two short of catching that ball.
I think one thing we've seen tonight, Stopcott, he hasn't had to throw it much this year, but he's got an arm on it.
Yeah, no question.
Now the punt coming up for Shelton. High snap, but Mueller pulls it down and kicks a beautiful high kick over Schnitzler. Backs up, calls fair catch, and backpedaling for about 13 yards. Makes the catch at the 14-yard line.
Now that was pretty smart to fair catch that. He was backpedaling hard, Doug.
43-yard punt. That's what Larry Brannigan tells me, the official statistician here. I was going to give him 46, but, you know, hey, 43-yard punt, and each team has punted it on their opening possession of the second half. Ball will be at the 14 for Kennesaw. 9:31 to go here. Third quarter of play. 8-7 Shelton between these two rivals. Kennesaw will take over their own 14-yard line. Twins to the left side. Burr is back there as the blocking back, and the shotgun is Schnitzler, and he's going to keep it all the way. Starts to the right side, goes all the way to the corner, and turns the corner. Look out, 30-40, foot race. Schnitzler, second long touchdown run of the night. He's going to go all the way, 66 yards, to give Kennesaw the lead.
What a great run, Doug. I mean, again, they just took that. They just snapped the ball to him, ran straight power play, pulled a couple linemen, had backs kick the end out. I mean, it was as old school as you get, and he just used feet, man. Holy cow, is he fast.
That was basically the same play that he scored the 53-yard touchdown on. He just used his speed that time because he didn't have to stiff-arm a couple of kids and slow down and break tackles. What a run by Schnitzler as Zonick comes in to kick the extra point, and this was blocked. They blocked the extra point.
Here's
Mueller was in there and was,
yeah, it was Mueller.
Zach Oliver.
Yep. Here's the thing, Doug. And this comes from not being a football player. He's got a great leg. He's just slow getting to the ball.
Well, let's take a timeout with your score. Shelton at home trailing to Kennesaw 13-8 on Classic Hits.
The most recommended.
Fall brings a dramatic increase in deer activity. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, owner of Eustace Body Shop.
Last fall, I hit a deer just south of town, and it scared me to death. I called Eustace Body Shop for a tow, and from that point on, I had no reason to worry.
We sincerely hope a collision with a deer never happens to you. But if it does, remember that our 5 locations in central Nebraska can bring you back to factory specs faster. Eustace Body Shop, where we take the dent out of accident.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Two big touchdown runs by Tyler Schnitzler, 53 and 66 yards, and Kennesaw has their first lead, and Tyler Schnitzler to boot it away, and it's going to sail 8 yards deep into the end zone, and Shelton will take over. Kennesaw leading it by 5, and now let's see what the Bulldogs can do. They need to find a way to maybe sustain a little bit of a drive here. Of course, pop a big one, fine, but they just need to answer right back.
Yeah, Doug, actually, you know, you asked the question, you know, We'll find out tonight whether we think Shelton's for real and kind of who they are. And I think the answer to that is yes. You know, you asked that question earlier. There's no question. Tyler Schnitzler is one of the best players in the state in the last couple of years, you know, and he's kind of single-handedly got the lead for Kennesaw tonight.
Stop Cotty out of the I formation. Going to hand it off to Glenn off the right side. Reaches, blocks, gets out to the 20 and stretches across to close to the 21-yard line. So a nice 6-yard gain by Glenn.
And that was a straight ISO play, Doug. And if Shelton can get this game going in their offense, they're going to get tough to beat because they will control the ball and they'll score if they can get this inside game going.
What about the getting away from the no huddle? They came out with that game plan, ran no huddle, and they've gotten away from it.
Well, part of what that is what you talked about at the top. That's a young coach versus an old coach. He tried to come up with some shock deal.
Now they're going to run single wing where they have Glenn in the slot, and they hand it to him inside for the first down. He's got the 25 and down to the 28.
That's the exact play you were just talking about. They just ran that. Had so much success in that first drive, they were just doing it out of no huddle. That's the exact same play, Doug, and you'd like to see him get back to some of that. But part of that's just what, before that last play, what we were talking about was, you know, young coach, he was going to come out and try to shock him a little bit where Schnitzler came out and just did what he always does.
First down and 10 now for Shelton. Ball at their own 27, 28-yard line. Counterplay, Glenn. There's a hole on the left side, 30, 35, 40. And now it's a foot race to the end zone. Luke Glenn steps out of an ankle tackle and is brought down inside the 10, down to the 4-yard line. First and goal, Shelton.
And this is it, Doug. If Shelton can get this game going, again, that was a power play. They kicked out the end, blocked down inside, and that was a straight power play.
47-yard run that time for Luke Glenn. He's got two big runs in the ball game.
Looked like that Kennesaw defense is getting a little bit tired there.
And now they come up over the football, first and goal at the 5. Out of the I formation. Stop, Cotty gives it to Glenn, trying to go to the pylon right side. Now cuts it up, stretches in, touchdown. And so, in short time, Shelton answers right back, and they're up 14-13 with the PAT coming.
Tyler Glenn, or Luke Glenn and Tyler Schnitzler, they're going to face off here, Doug, in this second half, it looks like to me.
Now lining up to go for two will be the Bulldogs.
Man.
We said Shelton needed to put together a drive, and then they pop the big run and get the job done. So now they go for two. 14-13 the score. Shelton lines up to go for the two-point conversion out of that I formation. Taron Hawks is the tight end to the right side. Stopcotty going to toss it to the left side behind Glenn. The ball's fumbled, and the PAT is no good. So as it was most of the first half, it's a one-point game. 7:53 to go. Third quarter, Shelton 14, Kennesaw 13 on Classic Hits.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
With hybrids from Golden Harvest, you can take full advantage of the performance, flexibility, and the latest genetics and technology. Call Brent Woodman, your local Golden Harvest seed dealer, to get the products that will yield profits for you. The AgriShare product line is comprised of high-performance traits available in elite hybrids, providing the best-in-class insect control and exceptional herbicide tolerance in corn. Maximize your yields and grow your business today. Call Brent Woodman, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, delivering the seed you need and ordered. Best of luck from Brent and Sarah.
We've had a little bit of everything, offense, defense. Now a couple of big touchdown plays, 66-yard run by Tyler Schnitzler. Then Luke Glenn sets up a 5-yard touchdown run with a 47-yard touchdown or 47-yard run, and Shelton regains the lead here over Kennesaw, 14-13, and Mueller will put it on a tee. Haven't had any return yards of note here so far in this football game. Approaches it at the 30, boots it away. Tyler Schnitzler watches it, and it'll sail into the end zone for a touchback. So at the 15-yard line again is where Kennesaw will take over. Two big runs that Tyler Schnitzler has had. What do you see on those, Larry? What does Shelton have to be aware of now?
A lot of it looks like speed, but what they've got to do is, what Kennesaw wants you to do is commit another man to the outside, and they're going to run that thing in the A-gap, and he's going to take off again. He's fast. That's really what it boils down to. Shelton's playing it pretty well up front.
One of these times he's going to roll out there on the option and pull back and toss that thing too. First and 10, power eye formation. Pitch it to the right side to Preston Schnitzler, who's been fairly quiet in the ball game, but this time he gets it across the 20 and brought down, it looks like, just short of the first down marker, shoved out of bounds into the Kennesaw bench after a gain of 9, maybe 8.5. We'll call it second and 2. We'll give him a gain of 8.
Part of what you have to see happen here, Doug, though, and you're seeing it out of both sides, is they're not tackling very well. Both sides are very tired. Most of these kids have gone both ways all night on both sides of the ball, and you're seeing fatigue.
And most of them haven't had to play four quarters. Now a nice move by Preston Sisler. He hits the hole, and he's into the secondary. 35-40 brought down into Shelton territory at the 37-yard line.
Yeah, he just junk cut that back against the grain there, Doug. And you're seeing, again, you're just seeing fatigue. You're seeing arm tackles and not that big, heavy hitting we were seeing in the first and second quarter. And when you start to get fatigue like that in a game, it'll always show up on defense.
A 20-yard run puts it into Shelton territory at the 38-yard line. Again, I formation for Schnitzler, and Tyler will hand it off. No, he'll fake the handoff. It's a quarterback keeper around the right end, and he's off to the races again. Steps back, makes a man miss at the 25, to the 20, to the 10, and Tyler Schnitzler's in for his third touchdown run of the night, and Kennesaw is right back on top. 38 yards for the senior all-stater.
Now we're starting to see a little bit of eight-man action here where we're seeing the scores come a little quicker. If you're Shelton, you've just got to know that you just got to pull your pants up here and get yourself another one. Shelton's offense is good enough, Doug. We've absolutely seen it here. Their offense is good enough. They've got a playmaker that's the equal
to Schnitzler. The worst part in some of these duels is when you end up in a spot like this and your playmaker is not as good as the other guys. Shelton has a playmaker equally as good.
And now we have got a whistle before the extra point, and Kennesaw calls a timeout before they kick the extra point. You got a kid that can make a 40-yarder. I take the delay. Well, even if you don't have enough kids out there, somebody's lined up wrong. But the timeout, which could become very valuable, and I thought it was to Shelton, might have cost him. I mean, they dropped two touchdown passes as they were running out of time, but they had to make sure that they ran quick plays because they used a timeout and had to spike the ball once on that drive because they used a timeout on an extra point.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't know why. I mean, you've got a guy that can absolutely kick the stitches out of the ball, and he's going to kick a 17-yarder, whatever the heck it is here, 23-yarder, and you call timeout.
And I'm not questioning Craig Schnitzler or Mike Lowe at all on that because you're doing what you do, but I think it's just in your head, uh-oh, that don't look right, timeout.
There's no question, as a coach that's been in that situation, that's exactly what you do.
Doug Good, along with Larry Baker and our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, we'll give you some more scores from the Valentino's hotline, but most games right now are at halftime. Ours are moving along a little bit quicker. I saw a lot of running and not much scoring there in the first half, but a extra point coming up, and maybe they're just going to change their mind and go for two. Let's see if that's the case here.
And that's always.
I think that's what's happened here. They've changed their mind to go for two because this will put them up by seven. And so Schnitzler in the shotgun, that's what it was all about. Low snap, but he picks it up and stumbles forward. Did he get there? No, he did not. The two-point conversion is no good. That low snap, and then as he was trying to run and go back and get the ball, he just lost his balance and did not get in. So with 6:47 to go in the third quarter, your score is Kennesaw 19, Shelton 14, here on Classic Hits.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River, and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
Two big touchdown runs already here in the third quarter. Tyler Schnitzler, 249 yards on the ground, and now gets ready to boot it away, and he makes sure that nobody can return it, and that's been the case all night. He is flirting with that side pylon once he did kick it out of bounds, but that time it does make it into the end zone, and Shelton will take over first and 10 at their own 15. How about the pace of play changing so quickly? Your mindset where it was hard to move the ball in the first half, so far here in the third quarter, we haven't played, but 5.5 minutes, and everybody's moving it now.
Yeah, it's the two big playmakers for both teams here, Doug. Glenn and Schnitzler have both kind of lit the thing up, and you expect that out of Schnitzler. He's an all-state player, and but can Shelton continue the pace?
First down and 10 at their own 15-yard line. Stop Cotty. He's going to hand it off to Glenn over the right side at an ankle tackle as he drives across the 15 for just a couple of yards, and Michael Duffy, laying on his back, was able to make the tackle, a gain of one.
Yeah, and that was a great tackle because if he can leap over that, he's got one man to beat to the end zone.
Well, Michael Duffy, big guy, big part of this football team. Some of these guys, obviously Stoker and Duffy, and you got your Udens, and obviously Tyler Schnitzler, all part of this football team last year that saw some significant playing time. Second down and 9, Shelton at their own 16-yard line, now trailing 19-14. Stop Cotty, play action, pass. Going to throw it out here to the tight end, and Hawks with a great catch across the 25 and has the first down at about the 27-yard line, a gain of 11.
Yeah, that was just a one-receiver route there. They had him triple covered. He went up and made a great catch on that ball, Doug.
So it'll be first down and 10 here for the Shelton Bulldogs. Up and down the field we go here with 6:07 to go, third quarter, 19-14. Kennesaw leads it by five.
5-3 defense here, as Larry's been telling you about, and now penalty flags before we get the play going. And again, Shelton had lined up to get Glenn out of the slot, and we've got illegal procedure called to the Bulldogs. That'll be their second motion penalty here in the third quarter. Three penalties for 25 yards. Kennesaw, three penalties for 28 yards. That'll be first down and 15.
That makes things really tough, Doug, getting that far behind the chains.
Stop Connie, who runs over to talk to Coach Lowe and get the play here. Again, I think it's probably getting even a little chillier right now outside, but the fans are bundled up, and they've got themselves a good football game here to watch. That always keeps you a little bit warmer. 6:05 to go, and now they go with that single wing to the right side, and they give it to Luke. He comes off the left side, misses one man, misses another man, gets out for a short gain, as he's going to be ripped down there by Zach Edwards at the 30. They'll mark his knee at the 29-yard line. But he got about half of what he needed. We'll call it a 7-yard gain, second and 8.
And Doug, Kennesaw has yet to stop that play. We're seeing it very, very infrequently, but they have yet to stop that play where they bring him out of that single wing.
Coach Craig Schnitzler now trying to get his defense lined up on the other side, and along with his assistant coaches. Single back again, wing to the right side. Inside handoff to Glenn on the trap, and he'll crash across the 30, and the pile moves forward to the 33. Give credit to his lineman there, because I think Luke only took about two steps and fell forward.
Yeah, and they lined him up in that single wing again, Doug.
And it looks like we have a penalty flag in the middle of that pile. It's going to be a 15-yard face mask, and that'll be a big penalty because it's a first down. It would have been third and about 4.
That's huge. And if you're Shelton, you've got something working here out of the single-wing formation. Even without that face mask, they were going to be about and 3 is all.
So a face mask penalty, the first of the second half here on Kennesaw. And that's one thing about 8-man, if you don't follow it all the time or say, hey, I'm going to go watch the 8-man game because this is supposed to be a great one, 15-yard penalties are way different in 8-man football because you're traveling with just the 80-yard field. You're moving almost a quarter of the way down the field one way or the other. And now, instead of being back at your 35, you're into the 30-yard line of Kennesaw. First and 10, empty backfield, shotgun, stop, Connie, quarterback draw. There's no linebacker, 25-20, right side 15, and he's tripped up at the 13-yard line. Give him the 12. It'll be first down and 10 at the 12-yard line.
That's that cover zero look, Doug. They spread them out there, and Kennesaw stayed in that cover zero look, and that was a brilliant call by Shelton there, where they get in that cover zero look, there's nobody in the middle of the field, and you run straight draw, you've only got to make one block.
Shelton fans wanted a late hit, but Stopcott, he kind of rolled on his hand, and then he popped right back up, so the Kennesaw kid popped him, and that's probably a good job there by not throwing a flag. And inside handoff, Glenn, and he's got that tearaway jersey. He had a touchdown, but they hold on to him and bring him down to 6-yard line. He exploded through the hole off the right side. Stopcott started at the 12. Now he's at the 6.
Yeah, that's why you want That's why you want your guys in the weight room in the summer, Doug. Is when you get a hold of that jersey, you can hang on to it. That's a big, big difference there. That was a touchdown.
4:30 to go, third quarter. It's Kennesaw 19, Shelton 14, but Shelton's got it second down and 4 at the Kennesaw 6 out of that power eye formation. Stop Connie calls the count. He goes to play to the right side, Glenn, and there's nowhere to go. He is stacked up in the line of scrimmage and driven down. It'll be third down. And Duffy's in there again at the bottom of the pile. Schnitzler helped finish him off at the top of the pile, and let's give credit also to Preston Schnitzler in there. So no gain.
Let's see if Shelton gets back into that single wing here, Doug. Kennesaw has not stopped it yet, and here lately, when they've gotten into a need of play, they've gotten into that formation.
Remember, they threw a little tight end pop pass in this situation for their first score. But this time, they'll hand it off on a counter to Glenn off the left side. Has a little bit of a hole inside the 5. He may have enough for the first down, but he's going to be short of the touchdown. And it looks like where the mark is, it will be a first and goal at the 2.
Yeah, this is where you grab number 32, Glenn, by the face and say, son, you're getting it 4 times. You're our guy. You've rushed for 1,000 yards. We need you to get us 1.
First and goal at the 2, 3:30 and counting here in the third quarter. 2 yards away from regaining the lead here for the Shelton Bulldogs. Back to the power eye. Jimenez, the fullback. Glenn, the eye back. They'll give it to Glenn off the right side, and he's thrown down behind the line of scrimmage again. And coming through is going to be Zach Edwards,
A loss of two on the play, back to the four.
Big play by Zach Edwards there. Beat the offensive guard. Got deep penetration there. That was a great job.
Well, Kennesaw knows where it's going. They can sell out. That's what they did there. They sold out. So let's see if Shelton tries anything different at all. I mean, on a play like that, Stop County goes ball fake, rolls out. There's nobody there. Second and goal at the four. Pitch play, Glenn, right side, follows his blocker, Jimenez, into the end zone. Touchdown, Shelton. Give Jimenez credit for making the block that allowed him to get the final 2 yards. And it's 20-19, Shelton.
Yeah, Jimenez did a great job there, Doug, making sure that his eye back got into the end zone.
So Luke Glenn picking up his second touchdown. And now a crucial two-point conversion. These conversions have not been overly successful, and they're going to spread it out here with trips to the left and an empty backfield. Single man Hawks to the right. Stop Connie wants to go quarterback draw, leaps over one man, spins, still fighting, not going to get there. The two-point conversion run is no good. Shelton tried to spread him out and run the draw, and it did not work. So with 2:52 to go in the third quarter, Shelton 20, Kennesaw 19. You're listening to Friday Night Football on Classic Hits.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Shelton. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just your insurance agent, your friend. They'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area teams from RAI in Shelton.
Doug Duda, along with Larry Baker and our producer engineer Stacey Johns on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Shelton, and, of course, our friends at Kennesaw. We bring you an eight-man battle that's a one-point game right now with 2:52 to go in the third quarter. Shelton ready to kick off after taking the 20-19 lead. Mueller sprints after it, boots it away, a high, deep kick. Schnitzler has to let it go into the end zone, and once again, a touchback. We've only had one time that we didn't have a touchback in the ball game tonight. And so first and 10 for Kennesaw at their own 15. Take a look at a couple of scores here for you. And it is Kearney 22, Lincoln North Star 21 in the third quarter. Grand Island 14, North Platte 10 at the half. York 7, Northwest 3 in the third. Hastings leads Lexington at the half 16-0. Aurora leads Columbus at the half 20-13. Kearney Catholic leading Chase County 21-0 in the third quarter. And here is going to be Schnitzler giving it off to Preston Schnitzler, and he's going to be hit for no gain, maybe a half a yard. But we'll call it second down and 10. Glenn's there. Hawks is there. And also over there is going to be Owen Madden.
Yeah, and this is kind of interesting, Doug. Preston Schnitzler's getting a carry here, a carry there, and then they just go back to Old Faithful. You know, it'll be interesting to see if they'd be willing to try to commit to some of those three and four-yard plays for a series.
Adams Central 17, Grand Island Central Catholic 6, Donovan Trumbull 26, St. Cecilia 13. Spread it out here for Schnitzler. He will take the snap, second and 9. Quick little screen pass, and Preston Schnitzler didn't catch it. They're not going to rule that a run, are they? Yeah, they're going to rule that an incomplete pass, which is the correct call. Even though the pass may have been behind the line of scrimmage, it still went forward, and it's going to be third down and 10.
Yeah, this is a big, big play for Kennesaw and a big play for Shelton in the sense that my guess is you're going to see Tyler Schnitzer keep the ball here himself and try to get it outside, Doug. Shelton gets a stop here. They've got a lot of momentum.
More scores coming up on the Valentino's hotline. Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Tyler Schnitzer's passing number is not near what I thought they would be tonight. He's had a great ground game. It's third and 10. He's back to pass. Has plenty of time throwing deep down the middle for his tight end. Completed the 40, to the 30, to the 20. And he's drunk down at the 18-yard line. Colton Blankenship. Blankenship all the way down. They're going to mark him at the 11, or at the 16, excuse me. Big pass play, Schnitzler, the biggest one of the night.
Yeah, there, Coach Schnitzler, really. You know, a lot of times the players make the plays, but a lot of times these coaches put players in a great position. They ran that play fake there and ran that as a post. That's the easiest pass play to complete as far as your plus 20 pass plays. Coach did a great job drawing that up.
49-yard gain, so instead of punting, it's first and 10 at the 15-yard line. I formation, hand it to Preston Schnitzler off the right side. He's hit by Stopcotti in the backfield and just gets back to the line of scrimmage, second and 10. So Preston, the freshman, he is getting some more knowledge here tonight, I guess you could call it. He's learning. He's got 82 yards, but here in the second half, the last three carries have been for he went 8-20-0-0 for Preston here in the third quarter of play.
Well, in games like this, Doug, for Preston, it's a school of hard knocks. The tuition's high, but the learning's good. You know, this is really going to help him down the road.
Second and 10 at the Shelton 16-yard line here for Kennesaw, down by one. Last minute of the third quarter. Tyler Schnitzler wants to throw. Back to pass, throws it underneath on a screen pass. It's complete and breaking a tackle at the 10, down towards the 5-yard line. It'll be first down and goal. And good job there because Shelton put some big-time pressure on. Tyler had to dance around just to complete the pass.
Yeah, that was a great catch there by Preston Schnitzler, and he does a great job continuing that ball down the field.
Saw a game with a lot of scoring in Sutton and Donovan Trumbull last week that had a ton of first downs. We're seeing that again here. I've got 17 for Kennesaw. It'll be first and goal at the 6-yard line. 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter, 20-19 Shelton. It was 8-7 at the half, but the offense has obviously picked up here. They'll go shotgun with both running backs flanking Tyler Schnitzler from the 6. Tyler's going to keep it himself. Starts left. Now tries to get to the corner on the right side, and he'll be punched out of bounds over there about the 2. And Mueller knocked him out. But the man that made him change his angle over there was Stopcotti. Stopcotti got there first and didn't let him cut up, and that's what saved the touchdown. A gain of 2, maybe 3. We'll call it second down and goal at the 3.
Yeah, and Stopcotti did a great job there because you want a ball carrier like Schnitzler going to the sideline as much as possible. When he gets his shoulders squared up upfield, he's tough to bring down because he's tough to catch.
And by knocking him out of bounds, the clock stops, so we run another play here with 18 seconds. It is second and goal at the 3. Schnitzler under center, sends Preston in motion. Now a quarterback keeper up the left side. Burr gets on his back, tries to shove him in, and he is in there for the touchdown.
Well, it's a horrible call. They never call it, Doug, but absolutely.
Yeah, Mike Lowe's out here talking about it.
Yeah, hating the runner. I mean, you can plainly see that the fullback on the snap, his job was to push the quarterback in the back. That is something that drives me crazy.
Oh, and now a penalty flag out of nowhere by the referee. Unsportsmanlike conduct is going to be called on a Shelton bench over here.
I don't like that either. Get serious. Whoever that whitehead is, get serious. You're, I could just go on a rant. You're a joke.
As a coach.
Yeah, you're
as
a joke. Coach. You're in an 8-man game as a whitehead. Get serious. Are you that important?
So we'll now kick the extra point, and the penalty will come on the kickoff here. And you hate to see that in this close of a ball game, and they're going to fake the extra point. Schnitzler, the holder, picks it up, and he's not going to get there. He's not even going to get close. So your score is Kennesaw on top, 25-20, with 15 seconds to go here in the third quarter, and we'll be right back.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the football your buddy fired through your windshield. The cooler that tumbled out of a pickup and onto the hood of your car. If you're a football fan, eventually we're going to meet. So get Allstate. You can save money and be better protected from mayhem. Like me.
Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate.
Call your Allstate agents at the Kroll Agency Incorporated in Minden, Kennesaw, Roseland, and Hastings today. Coverage subject to terms, qualifications, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
And welcome back as we get ready for a kickoff that I'm sure will go into the end zone here.
After that 15-yard penalty, they should mark it off, and Schnitzer can just kind of pooch it into the end zone. With your score, 25-20 in favor of Kennesaw, scoring on a 3-yard touchdown run by Tyler Schnitzler.
Yeah, Doug, and after the first half where both offenses seemed to struggle a little bit and it was the defenses that seemed to show up, now neither defense can get a stop. Both teams, both offenses are doing what they want to do. This should be an interesting fourth quarter.
And now with this penalty that occurred after the touchdown, it will be Shelton receiving the ball, but Kennesaw kicks it off at the Shelton 35. So Kennesaw,
maybe,
you can kick it into the ground. The worst you're going to do is probably have it at the 20. So let's see if they just kick it through the end zone or if Tyler goes with an onside kick. He worked with it on the tee a little bit there. Nah, he's just going to kick it through the uprights to say he could do it, and he kicks a little left of that. But just kicks it into the end zone. And so no harm, no foul there. It'll be first down and 10 here for Shelton. And, you know, on the other side, Craig Schnitzer's probably going, yeah, they shouldn't have got that flag, but you're not going to give them a break at that point. But in the end here, the flag meant nothing as far as the penalty goes.
Yeah, it meant absolutely nothing.
If you had a kicker that couldn't kick it into the end zone, that's one thing, but that's not the case here. And Shelton will take over, first down and 10 at their own 15-yard line, 25-20, Kennesaw. Kennesaw 5-1. They're only lost to Giltner. Shelton, a perfect 6-0. Their closest win last week by 46. And now Stop Connie hands it to Luke Glenn off the right side. He is looking for room, and he's got room to the 20, to the 25, and a first down.
Oh.
26-yard line, Luke Glenn.
And Grant Wilkinson there, his offensive lineman, got in his way a little bit. You teach your offensive lineman, if there's nobody to block and nobody in front of you, just run. Don't turn around, because that fast guy, that's always the homecoming king and that kind of thing, he's got it behind you, toting it. Get out of his way.
They're going to try and run one more play before the end of the quarter. They do. Inside handoff to Luke Glenn. They wish they didn't, because he doesn't get anything. And it'll be second down and 10 when we start the fourth quarter of play. What a game we've had so far. It is sixth-ranked Kennesaw leading fourth-ranked Shelton in Shelton, 25-20. We head to the fourth quarter in a minute.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Laser Tech has been putting the serve back in service for over 17 years. Laser Tech can help you with all your printer needs. New and reconditioned units, multifunction units, and fax machines, or cartridges and accessories for an existing printer. Laser Tech technicians are dispatched quickly, utilizing the latest technology, giving you same-day, next-day service. With Laser Tech, trouble-free solutions are only a phone call away. Know how to find the right solution for your business. The solution is how Laser Tech is helping businesses, doing what can be done every day.
That's been a great football game so far, and it comes down to the fourth quarter, which a lot of people were thinking it would. Some people were hoping it would. And now it'll be second down and 10, and Shelton has the ball down by 5. Hand off to Glenn, hit in the backfield, steps out of that tackle, across the 25, out to the 27 for a short gain. It'll be third and long.
That was a big tackle by Preston Schnitzler there. Again, I mean, he worked his way out to where it was Preston Schnitzler or 6 points. And Schnitzler did a nice job wrapping him up and getting him to the ground there.
I had Luke Glenn for 127 yards in that third quarter of play. Of course, on the other side, you had 107 for Tyler Schnitzler, who had 2 touchdowns as well. 25-20 in favor of Kennesaw. Shelton now facing a third down and about 9 yards to go. And we've got whistles and a timeout.
Well,
it'll be called by Shelton.
That's interesting, Doug. The Kennesaw defense wasn't lined up correctly, and they were hollering at each other there, and it was Shelton that took the timeout.
So that'll be their first timeout. Each team has used a timeout. Let's see if we can give you some scores on the Valentino's hotline. Valentino's, they deliver the pizza. We deliver the scores in the fourth quarter. Kearney High's got it going again. Bearcats 36, Lincoln North Star 21. Third quarter, Grand Island 21, North Platte 10. Third quarter, York 14, Northwest 3. What a game that would be after Northwest just blitzed Aurora. Hastings leading Lexington 16-14 in the third. Aurora coming out of the half had a 20-13 lead over Columbus. Central City leads St. Paul 14-6 in the fourth. Kearney Catholic 28, Chase County nothing in the third. Adams Central now pulling away 23-6 over Central Catholic in the fourth quarter. Gibbon leading Fillmore Central. Donovan Trumbull leading St. Cecilia 26-13 in the third quarter. Centura 34, Wood River nothing in the third quarter of play. And Elwood leading Eustis Farnham 22-14 in the third quarter. Here it's third down and nine, Shelton. Stop Connie, back to pass over the middle, and it is going to be incomplete to Luke Glenn. As we were right behind the pole waiting for the official to signal one, and they'll say it's not going to be hauled in that time by Luke.
Yeah, and he had to get rid of that. Stopcott, he was seeing massive pressure right up the middle, Doug. He had to unload that.
Well, we saw a lot of passing by Shelton in the second quarter, not much the rest of the game, and I think they figured out how to pressure Stopcott.
Yep. And now this becomes really big. Shelton had been able to answer the entire game. Shelton had been able to answer Kennesaw's scores. This time they weren't able to, Doug.
And Tyler Schnitzler going to signal for a fair catch and haul it in back at the 11-yard line. Another nice punt that time by Mueller. That's going to be about a 43-yarder officially. Again, I was going to say 44, Larry. A 43-yard punt that time. But Shelton has punted the ball six times to Kennesaw's one. We had two turnovers for Kennesaw the first half, one for Shelton. None so far here in the second half. First minute of the fourth quarter, Kennesaw has the ball and the lead for the first time tonight. They're at their own 10. And they'll hand it off over the left side, and Preston Schnitzler bounced out of there. Now spins to the right side just to pick up a couple before he is thrown down. On the tackle for Shelton was Zach Oliver. But Preston looked like he was going to be swallowed up, and then a little guy who isn't so little for a freshman spun out of there to get a couple.
Yeah, and he's got it to put that ball away, Doug, or he'll have more fumbles there. He cuts that back against the grain and only had one hand on it. When you cut that back against the grain and you're still behind the line of scrimmage, you've got to have two hands on that ball because there's people coming from different angles there.
But how impressive that you have a freshman running back on a fifth-ranked, sixth-ranked team in the state, and he is doing an outstanding job. Now Kennesaw goes with those seven linemen and Tyler Schnitzel all by himself. He'll just bring it up the left side. Now pop left, and he's free. 25, 30, little shoulder fake. He'll run out of bounds in front of his own sideline at the 34-yard line.
Hey, many crickets. I mean, there's a deal where, you know, a coach looks at a kid a lot of times and says, son, here's what I need you to do. It means a little more there because he really is Coach Schnitzler's son. And what you're seeing here is just a mastery of Coach Schnitzler's offense. As a coach, you want to be able to spend as much time with your quarterback as possible because he really is your general. And the more he can understand, the better. Well, you're seeing that happen here, the amount of time they get to spend together.
Well, when they run those seven offensive linemen, I have to say in eight-man football, I've never seen this, where you have just the quarterback and no wideouts. Everybody on the line. They do it again. Now Tyler to the right side. Finds a little bit of a seam. He's going to get 5 yards from the 34 to about the 39-yard line. And with that carry, 279 yards for Tyler Schnitzler in this football game. He's had two big touchdown runs and a short run, three of them for him, 66, 53, and 3. In this football, and at 38, I guess they're all his, Tyler Schnitzler.
Yeah, this thing has been the Tyler Schnitzler show. There's no question about that on Kennesaw's offense.
And that'll bring up second down and 5 to go, 9:40 to go in the game, 25-20 Kennesaw, just short of midfield, out of the I formation. And this time they'll hand it to Preston off the right side into Shelton territory. He'll be brought down after a short gain. He's going to get about 3. It'll be third down and 2. At the 37-yard line. They need to get to the 35.
Yeah, they're going to, that thing's only going to be about a yard short. My guess is you probably see Preston again just slam it in there.
Clock continues to run, and as long as it's a one-score game, it's anybody's game. 25-20, Kennesaw, 5-1, the only loss to Giltner, Shelton 6-0. And again, it's pretty safe to say, I'm going to guess that not one kid on that Shelton ball club that's on the field right now has probably ever been in the fourth quarter yet this year.
No,
third
no,
and
no.
One, I formation. Preston Schnitzler right side. First down and a little bit more as he's brought down just short of the 30 at the 31-yard line. It's going to be another 5-yard gain.
Doug, at the point of attack, Kennesaw is owning Shelton's defensive front. They're doubling and kicking out at the point of attack, and Kennesaw is just doing that masterfully right now. As this game has worn on, they've started to lay on Shelton a little bit.
You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Again, they line up for that seven-man offensive front with Schnitzler, the lone man in the backfield. Will he ever throw out of this? Oh, he thought about a pop pass there. Now he decides to run to the left side and just gets to the corner, gets out of a tackle at the 25, and he'll be shoved out of bounds at the 22-yard line unless they say he stepped out earlier, but I don't think so.
Shelton did a great job there, Doug. There's only two eligible receivers in that entire formation. Both of them took nine routes right up the seam, and Shelton's DBs went right with them step for step, where normally in that situation, my guess is, where they've beaten them with that play so severely through the night, those guys wouldn't do that. They played that well.
Gain is 7 to the 23, second down and 3. Schnitzler under center this time, gives it to Preston off the left side, and Preston will not get much. He's going to be short of the first down. Maybe he got half of what he needed. We'll say a yard, make it 3rd and 2.
And again, I'd look, you're going to see the same thing again here.
Don't forget, after the ball game, it's the Bisco Sports postgame show, followed by the Platte River Preps Friday Night Scoreboard Show. Skip Barry, Stacy Johns, Jeff Babel, and the entire crew back at the studio bringing you all the scores from around the state, plus highlights, recaps, and interviews. 3rd down and 2 for Kennesaw. Out of the I formation, and here comes a penalty flag for a false start on the offense, it would appear. Let's see if that's what they tell us. And an illegal procedure on Kennesaw. That is their first motion penalty of the entire football game. They now have five penalties for 48 yards.
I'm telling you, every time Kennesaw's gotten this thing down around the 20 in a conventional way, not on a big play, it's just been like the Bermuda Triangle down here. I mean, they just get in trouble and trouble and trouble, Doug.
So now it'll be 3rd down and 7, but again, you're in that 2-down territory. You're probably too far to attempt the field goal right here, so you really do need to get the first down, but you got two plays to do it. Put it in the hands of the Schnitzler boys, although they're going to put out twins to the right side, and they'll leave the fullback, Devin Burr, in the backfield with Schnitzler in the shotgun. Tyler, ball fake, quarterback counter left side. He has got 5, 6, 7. He is very close to the first down, inside the 25 to about the 22, but it looks
short.
Like he's going to be short, although they will blow the play dead here to take a look to the sideline. He needs to make it just, are they actually going to bring the chains out? They're going to bring the chains out. He's got to be way short. He's got to be a full yard short according to where that chain is over there, but measure it, let them know how far they've got to go. 6 yards on the game that time for Tyler, and he is getting close to 300 yards on the night as they'll bring the chains out. And yeah, that's almost a full yard short. 7:31 to go. Shelton at home, trailing 25-20. First time this year, Shelton probably hadn't even trailed before tonight. I don't think they let anybody score first on him this year, so this isn't the first time they've trailed, because we've been back and forth all night long, but Shelton got the first score. They were ahead at halftime, 8-7.
This is the first time, Doug, trailing in the middle of the third or something, when you're trading back and forth, it's different. When you're down by 5 and you're down here around your own 20-yard line on 4th and short, that's a different feeling when you're trailing, because if you go down another touchdown here with 7:20 left, that's trouble.
Well, and you've got to be wondering, if you knew you could make a field goal here, that's one thing, but I'm guessing for Kennesaw, who's got the great kicker in Sonic, that they've got they feel better about making 3/4 of a yard than kicking the field goal. And they're going to run the play clock down and call timeout. So another thing here, Kennesaw will only have one timeout remaining. 7:05 to go in the game. It's 4th and 1 for Kennesaw at the Shelton 22-yard line. 25-20 Kennesaw. We'll be right back.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynix gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters, with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynix station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Well, welcome back to high school football. I want to thank Ron Blaze, the athletic director, the fine folks here at Shelton for their hospitality, and of course to all of the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports, whether it's football, volleyball. A week from the day, we'll be at the Kearney Country Club for the state cross-country meet, and both these schools will be well represented. Gets underway at noon next Friday, and the final week of the football season next Thursday and Friday as we get ready for the playoffs. So here we go. 4th and 1, Kennesaw, just inside the Shelton 22. Kennesaw leads at 25-20, 7:05 to go. They spread the field and put Tyler Schnitzler in the shotgun. Schnitzler calls the cadence, takes it, wants to run to the right side. He's trapped in the backfield. He's going to be thrown down for a loss. The disciplined Shelton defense able to get to Tyler Schnitzler and bring him down. Owen Madden drops him for a 3-yard loss.
Yeah, Owen Madden and Zach Oliver played that really well. Normally what happens in that situation, Doug, as he rolls out, is Madden and Oliver were there, but normally that running back will give him a juke. Those guys stayed broke down there and did a great job. Shelton can be in the driver's seat here. Let's see if they can get Glenn loose.
So now Shelton will take over. See if they can move it. All that scoring in the third quarter where we had 5 touchdowns, nothing so far here in the fourth. First and 10 at the 23. Hand it to Luke Glenn, right side. He's hit once, twice, 3 times, and fights for a hard couple of yards across the 25 to the 26. Gain of 2.
Those are tough yards. They need to get him to the edge. Shelton's got to set the edge and get Mr. Glenn loose because he's got the speed to burn if they can get him out there.
After throwing the ball 13 times in the second quarter, Stopcotti's only had 3 pass attempts. He's 1 of 3 in the second half. He's now in the shotgun with trips to the left side. Fakes the quarterback draw. That's what he wanted to do, and Kennesaw's all over it. They drop him behind the line of scrimmage. Michael Duffy, it'll be 3rd and 10, so they lost the 2 they just made.
There's not enough speed there for that, Doug. That, and you've got him spread out. We've got 3 offensive linemen, and Kennesaw's bringing 5.
So 3rd down and 10. Stopcotti goes over to the sideline to get the play call. They like to run their pass patterns over the middle. And Mueller's been there a lot tonight, and Glenn has been there a lot tonight. Let's see if they stay that way. But it's going to be a power eye formation. Pinning their ear back, Kennesaw. Stopcotti back to pass. Rolling, nowhere to go. Throws it underneath. 1-man pattern. Even if it's caught, it's only a 3-yard completion.
They held the tight end, Doug, there. They had Terrion Hawks. I don't know if they got it called. I don't think a flag ever came out. They wouldn't let him off the line of scrimmage. I mean, they flat held him.
And so, after they readjust where the ball is spotted here, it's going to be at the 29-yard line, a gain of about 5 yards, a pretty generous spot there on the pass completion. But they have to punt the ball away with 5:15 and counting. Ball at the 29. Schnitzler back to return it. Mueller wants to make sure. Oh, they snap it over his head for the second time tonight, but there's not a big rush. Mueller now, he's going to have to run. Left-footed kick. It goes off of a defender. It's picked up by Kennesaw at the 38. And the circus in town on that play. And we had seen it in the first quarter with the center exchange and the shotgun and the kicking game for both teams. And that's the first time since then that it has reared its ugly head. But I guess officially you get about an 8-yard punt out of that.
But trust me, I tell you what happened the most circus-wise, or I'll just promise you, Coach Schnitzler held his breath, is when the offensive lineman tried to pick the punt up right there. Because I'm telling you, Doug, in that situation, there's a Peter call, everybody should run. Because if he bobbles that right there, Shelton gets rewarded for the play.
It depends who he punted it off of up here, though, because it hit somebody. And if it hit a Shelton kid, then it's a free ball. He can do whatever he wants. If it hit a Kennesaw, it's a free ball, and he got to cover it. So
yeah.
We'll see what happens. But now Shelton's got to come up with another stop here. There's still time. 5:01 to go in the game. But Kennesaw takes over at the Shelton 38-yard line, leading it 25-20 with 5 minutes to go. Schnitzler, counterplay. He's going to keep it himself. Rolls to the right. Nowhere to go. And then finds a little seam. Gets to the 35 and to the 33. How did he find anywhere to go there, Larry? He was trapped just like he was the previous drive.
Such a tough runner. You understand why he's an all-state football player. Very tough, very heady. There at the very end, he just lowered his head and just was going to get what he could get. And he put himself in pretty good shape down and distance-wise here.
Gain of 4 after what looked like was going to be a loss of a couple. 2nd down and 6 at the 34-yard line. And you can tell they're breathing heavy on the Shelton defensive line right now, holding their sides. Out of the shotgun with both backs back there with Tyler Schnitzler.
Long count, using as much clock as he can. Schnitzler takes the high snap, wants to run to the left side, tries to get the corner. There's nothing there. Cuts it up, and he's going to be hit at the line of scrimmage. They try to knock the ball loose, but Tyler hangs on. May have lost a yard. It'll be 3rd and 7.
Yes. Shelton, or Kennesaw here, has even gone to a split back formation where they're just kind of trying to take the air out of the ball here, Doug, and they may give this thing back to Shelton and give Shelton another shot. And you don't want to do that with Mr. Glenn there because, I mean, for, you know, every coach has got some shock plays that they think they can score quick with. Shelton can just hand it off to that kid.
And it looks like Kennesaw is going to run the clock down again and burn a timeout. And according to my book, that'll be their final one. They are late coming up to the line of scrimmage. 3rd down and 7. Shelton needs a stop. Back to pass is going to be Tyler Schnitzler. He has all day. Rolls right. Throws down the sideline. It's complete for the first down. Into the hands of Preston Schnitzler at the 22-yard line. 1st and 10, and he had all day to throw it.
Yeah, they were just mirroring him. They thought he was going to run it. They didn't want to rush him and give him a lane, and the DB just didn't go with Preston Schnitzler there.
A 13-yard completion for Schnitzler, and the 20th first down of the night. And now there's just 3:23 to go, 25-20 Kennesaw at the Shelton 23. I for Mason, and they'll just keep it on the ground to Preston. He gets to the 20. He gets to the 19. They may give him a generous spot to the 18. He's going to get 4 on the play. It'll be 2nd down and 6 as the clock continues to run. And right now, that is the opponent for Shelton. They've got to get the stop. They've got to get the ball. That was huge 3rd down conversion.
My guess is here Kennesaw has no intentions of letting Shelton's offense come back onto the field. I don't know if they care if they score.
Shelton does have 2 timeouts remaining, but you can't let him have it 3rd and 1 here. As they hustle up to the line of scrimmage on 2nd down and 6 at the 18-yard line. Tyler using as much time as he can. Schnitzler calls the cadence. He's going to hand it left side to Preston. Preston, he will make it to the 16-yard line and be stacked up there. Let's see if Shelton uses one of those timeouts. It doesn't look like it. In fact, they're only going to give him the 17. So a short gain on the play will bring up 3rd down and 6.
4.5.
We're going to call it 4.5.
Yeah, it's long. I mean, not comfortable, I'll say that for this spot, but
definitely 2-down territory again. But right now you'd have to say they're in field goal range. Whether they want to do that, I don't know.
And I'm a bit surprised Shelton's not going to call a timeout, because if you watch here, Doug, he's not going to snap this ball until the back judge starts counting.
And he starts counting. 2 minutes to go in a game. 3rd down and 4, and it's going to be a quarterback draw, and they come and get Tyler Schnitzler. He didn't even get back to the line of scrimmage. Everybody's through there. Hawks is there, along with Madden. And a timeout now, Shelton, to stop the clock with 1:52 to go. And they are going to lose a couple of yards on the play. It'll be 4th, and we'll call it 6.
Yeah.
When they want to go get Tyler Schnitzler, they do. They're selling out. Again, you kind of know what Kennesaw's going to do. Keep it in your best player's hands, and Shelton's going to go get him. So timeout on the field. With 1:52 to go in the game, it is Kennesaw 25, Shelton 20. It is 4th down and 6. The ball is marked at about the 19.
Right.
And if they wanted to try a field goal, it would be a 36-yarder, and there's no doubt Zonic has the leg to do it. What do you do if you're Kennesaw coach Craig Schnitzler?
No field goal, because all that makes it is 8 points, so it stays a one-possession game. So no field goal. I'm going for it, but I'm going to throw the ball here. I'm going to spread you out. I'm going to show that same draw look, and we're going to look to throw it. Everybody is so focused on Schnitzler here. They came out, and they're going to kick field goal.
Well, they are lining up for it anyway. The ball is on the right hash, and this is where Zonic was doing most of his pregame warm-ups and nailing them.
Yeah, this is the exact spot, actually.
The ball will be marked down at the 26-yard line. A 36-yard field goal from the right hash for the left-footed Zonic. Snap good. The kick is not going to get there. The kick was popped up, and it is short. I'm not sure if it got down quite cleanly, but the field goal is no good. And 0-for-2 in field goals tonight for Kennesaw. And now Shelton's got 1:47 to try and win it and remain undefeated.
Well, and Doug, he had to get that kickoff. Ethan Dale was bearing down, and there were several guys that were coming from Shelton. If he doesn't pop that thing up quick, it was going to get blocked.
1:47 to go. Can Shelton score if Luke Glenn doesn't pop a big one?
No.
It's got to be a big one.
Yes, it's got to be a big one. It's got to be Luke Glenn.
Here we go. They got one timeout left. Ball at the 15-yard line. They hand it to Luke off the right side. Minimal gain, short of the 20, and the clock will run with a minute 40 to go. Each team with one timeout remaining, and Kennesaw will have to be ready for Shelton's quick run here for just a 2-yard gain. Second down and 8. Out of the I formation, stop Cotty. Kennesaw pins their ear back, pitch it to the right side. Now trying to cut against the grain is Luke Glenn. And again, he's just going to barely make the 20-yard line. Shelton's got to be careful they don't go too fast. They do got to move the ball a little bit down the football field.
And if I'm Kennesaw, I put Tyler Schnitzler back about 20 yards deep. And I just don't – the only way you get beat here is if Glenn can get behind you. And they're playing hard at the line of scrimmage like it's the first quarter.
Third down. Kennesaw is. Third down and 6, Shelton at their own 19. They trail 25-20, 1 minute to go. Power I formation. Stop Cotty. It's going to be a halfback pass right back to the quarterback. Stop Cotty, and he is dropped 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage. All over it for Kennesaw is Mason Stoker. And now Shelton going to have to use their final timeout of the trick play. Did not work.
Doug, you can see the coach out there right now. Coach Mike Lowe is telling him, why didn't you throw it to the receiver? They threw it back to the quarterback. The receiver was about 2 yards beyond Bo Schnitzler brothers there on the post. If he throws the post, he had a chance there. There was nothing that was going to happen throwing it back to the quarterback, and Mike Lowe was asking him that specifically there.
And so it's going to be a 7-yard loss on the play and bring up 4th down and 13. It is 8-man football, and you only got to get behind them one time, but right now, Shelton has to concentrate on getting the first down, however that is, kill the clock, spike the ball, breathe a little bit, and then see what you can do, because there's no doubt you've got the talent to do it. But after getting such a high-powered third quarter, we've had no scoring in the fourth, we had no scoring in the first. It was 8-7 at the half, Shelton, but it's 4th and 13 for Shelton, trying to keep their unbeaten season going. They're down 25-20 with 43 seconds to go. 4th and 13, back at their own 17-yard line. Trips to the left. Will they blitz? Stop, Connie. Drops back to pass. Here comes the blitz. Throws it up. It's a jump ball. There's nobody there. It's incomplete. It was all Kennesaw jerseys in the middle of the field.
And Glenn was running down the sideline, nobody near him. If they throw it to him on the outside.
Oh, I'll disagree with you just a little bit, because once the ball went in the air, I think they all peel off of Glenn and went to the middle of the football field. But it was with that pressure, it was so high in the air, it was basically a Hail Mary to the middle of the football field. And now all Kennesaw has to do is kneel on it and get out of here, and both teams are 6-1.
Yeah, what a great football game. I mean, Shelton had played very, very well tonight. I mean, the question is, they're every bit as good as their record indicates. I mean, you're looking at 2 top 10 teams here.
And these two teams definitely could meet again deep into the playoffs, as Schnitzler will come up under center to take the snap, back a step, kneels it down, and depending on how fast the referee spots the ball, they may have to do it one more time, and they will. So Kennesaw is going to have to snap it one more time. Misco Sports postgame show coming up. We'll have all the final stats, give you some scores, and then send it back to the studios in Kearney for the Platte River Preps Friday night scoreboard show here on Classic Hits, as Kennesaw has to snap it just one more time as we're under 10 seconds to go in the game. Tyler Schnitzler, the All-Stater, does it, and this football game is over. Back and forth all night long in the final score, the Kennesaw Blue Devils 25 and the Shelton Bulldogs 20. Both teams now 6-1 on the season, and we'll be back to break it down on the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best. Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking Sure Fine and Sure Fresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. Catering, too. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
And welcome back to Shelton as the teams meet together in the middle of the football field in Kennesaw. You know, one thing about this, it won't be a long bus ride home to enjoy this victory. And, you know, it's just a great football game. I know Shelton's going to feel bad that they lost this football game here tonight, but they played very, very well. They have taken that next step. They look like a team that can go deep into the playoffs. Again, they look like a team last year that could go deep in the playoffs. And let's face it, they lost in triple overtime in the second game, or else you're in the quarterfinals, and everybody considers that fairly deep in the playoffs. But both these teams are now in D2, and you look at D2, if Giltner ends up going east, Shelton was ranked 4th, Medicine Valley 5th, Kennesaw 6th, Bertrand 8th, Garden County 10th. Those are the teams you take a look at when you'd be looking at that quarterfinal bracket in the West. Those are the teams that you'd be making some thoughts of. Of course, Garden County, that's where it all ended last year for this ball club, and you take a look at this team maybe having a chance of meeting back up later on in the football season. But both teams have to take care of some business next week. Kennesaw will host Axtell. Shelton will travel to Wilcox Hildreth. Those are surely going to be wins for both of these ball clubs that will go to 7-1 on the season and into the playoffs. It's time for the Misco Sports post-game show. Get your game on at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco Sports, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. It is Kennesaw 25 and Shelton 20. We'll take a look at some other scores and the final stats of our ball game right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
With our producer-engineer Stacy Johns and Larry Baker, I'm Doug Duda back with you here at Shelton. I want to thank Larry Brannigan as well, because every time I needed the official stats, I went to Larry. But let's take a look at the numbers I had penciled out here in this football game. We'll start with Shelton, and it was expected to be Luke Glenn. Luke Glenn, I had him for 31 carries, 188 yards in the football game tonight, and a total of 2 touchdowns in the contest for Shelton here this evening. David Mueller, 1 carry, 1 yard. Clayton Stopcotti, the quarterback, 8 carries for 30 yards. That's 40 rushing attempts for 217 yards for Shelton. Through the air, Stopcotti was 5 of 13 for a touchdown and 76 yards in the first half. In the second half, they didn't ask him to throw the ball as much. He only put it up 5 times. He was 2 of 5 for 16 yards. And for the ball game, 7 of 18 for no interceptions, 1 touchdown, 92 yards through the air. They did have the 1 halfback pass that went for negative 7. But overall, in this football game, 59 plays run by Shelton, 217 on the ground, 92 through the air, 309 yards of total offense, 17 first downs. But if my math is right here, 0 first downs in the fourth quarter. They punted the ball 7 times, and the 8-yarder on the back one, a bad snap there. Towards the end of the football game, you throw that out, and a great night back there punting the ball for David Mueller. He's going to average about 37 yards. 4 penalties for 40 yards on Shelton here tonight. And again, close, led a lot of this football game, but couldn't make the – I don't know if you'd call it the clutch play, but there was no play. Couldn't make a big play in that fourth quarter.
Well, I think the biggest thing, Doug, is they didn't have an answer for
Tyler Schnitzler. I think that
who does,
you know, right, probably says the most. But again, I'm going to say this, you know, the big question coming into this game is who really was Shelton. Were they a pretty good team that had a good running back that hadn't played anybody, or were they a top five, top six team that's going to make some real noise, win some games in late October, early November? And I think the question is yes to the latter. I thought they were a very good football team. They rely heavily on their running back, just like Kennesaw relies heavily on their quarterback. But I thought they came up with big plays when they needed them for the most part. Things just shut off in the fourth quarter. No first downs in the fourth quarter. They got the stops they needed, but they just couldn't seem to get things going offensively in the fourth quarter.
For Kennesaw, we'll take a look at their numbers right after this timeout.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Effort isn't always the difference. Maybe it's a matter of inches, a split second, feeling the comfort and confidence in your sports equipment. Coming soon, TM Sporting Goods. New to downtown Kearney. Home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson Sporting Goods, and Diamond Sports. Along with Under Armour. And featuring experienced pros like Steve Varinol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods. Coming soon on the bricks at 2217 Central. TM Sporting Goods. A division of Pro Team Design.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll get to some other scores in a moment, but a historic game tonight. We saw Hastings St. Cecilia's winning streak snapped earlier this season, and since then it looks like they might pick up their third loss tonight. And, Larry, you've got another one for us.
Yeah, Norfolk Catholic's 34-game win streak just got snapped. Pierce just beat Norfolk Catholic 20-19. Norfolk Catholic flirted with it a little bit in week one, but since it's kind of rolled, and that's always the big – that's actually a big rival, of course, Pierce Norfolk.
Yeah, maybe the biggest one in the state for as good as those teams have been, always in the semifinals, sometimes in the finals when they're split. One goes west, one goes east. Well, here it was 25-20, Kennesaw over Shelton. We've looked at Shelton's numbers. Let's take a look at Kennesaw. Preston Schnitzler, the freshman running back, 21 carries, 97 yards in this football game. Then you take a look after that, it was just – Tyler Schnitzler the rest of the way, because Devin Berg carried it twice, 0 yards, lost a fumble. So did Preston, but Devin was just used for blocking after that, and he blocked pretty good. Tyler Schnitzler on the ground tonight, I had him 25 rushing attempts, 290 yards, and all four touchdowns in this football game. So on the ground, 48 rushes, 387 yards for Kennesaw. Through the air, Schnitzler was 2 of 4 in the first half for 24 yards. In the second half, missed his first three, completed his last three, 3 of 6 in the second half for 72 yards. Before the game, threw the air for Tyler Schnitzler, who would have lost a big bet on that if you'd have said Stop Cotty threw more than Schnitzler. But he did tonight. Stop Cotty, 18 passes. Schnitzler, 5 of 10, no interceptions, no touchdowns, 96 yards through the air, 387 yards on the ground, 483 yards of total offense in this football game, and, of course, 384 of that belongs to Tyler. One punt, and that was Tyler, 46 yards. Two fumbles, both in the first half. Five penalties for 48 yards. I had Kennesaw for 20 first downs in this football game. And Kennesaw's defense also, don't overlook that, because in the fourth quarter, it was Kennesaw's defense that won them this football game. The offense did just enough, but they only had 3 first downs in the fourth quarter. A couple on that last drive they missed a field goal on. They missed a couple of field goals, and they. I think Sonic will be okay. Just needs a little more practice in game-type situations, but he definitely has the leg as Kennesaw, their defense, Michael Duffy and crew come through and win this ball game in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, no question. I do agree with you there on a couple points that you've got a situation where it's Kennesaw's defense that really did win this thing tonight. That was a very high-powered Shelton offense, and yeah, some of their numbers may be skewed a little bit, but in now seeing them in person, they're for real. And Kennesaw's offense kind of went, as Tyler Schnitzler went,
I mean, and it'll be that way all year, but tonight especially, they just big played Shelton. And the field goal kicker, Doug, you feel really good. And now after watching this, I mean, coming into this, watching him in pregame warm-up, I thought, God, how awesome would that be as a coach to know you've got that thing sitting in your hip pocket, you know, every time you cross the 40. Well, it's not necessarily the case. He's truly a soccer player and doesn't, you know, have this football thing down. I will say on the last one, he did a tremendous job. He missed it, but getting it off so it wasn't blocked and having a scramble or a scrum take place there.
We will take a final break and let you know that Kearney High was a winner tonight in their football game. And all of those finals are coming up on the Platte River Prep Scoreboard Show. We'll be right back.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
We'll take over their own 14-yard line. Twins to the left side. Burr is back there as the blocking back, and the shotgun is Schnitzler, and he's going to keep it all the way. Starts to the right side, goes all the way to the corner, and turns the corner. Look out, 30-40, foot race. Schnitzler, second long touchdown run of the night. He's going to go all the way, 66 yards, to give Kennesaw the lead. And, Larry, that was the very first drive for Kennesaw in the third quarter, and it put them up in this football game 13-8, and it started the fireworks of five touchdowns in that third quarter of play.
Yeah, and it looked like, well, you weren't going to stop Kennesaw. Then all of a sudden, okay, now we're not going to stop Shelton. They just traded headshots, not body blows. They traded headshots there in that third quarter. And, you know, Tyler Schnitzler, he hits the corner, Doug, and I don't care what his 40 time is, what his 100 time is or any of that. He's got a football gear that is one that you're not going to find very many other high school kids to have.
Well, a great football game here tonight. Kearney Catholic a winner, Kearney High a winner. Donovan Trumbull rolls up Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. They're up three scores at last check. And Centura beat Wood River. Now it's 38-13, Donovan Trumbull over Hastings St. Cecilia. Cozad leading Minden. And all the final scores, Adam Central beating Grand Island Central Catholic, Central City beating St. Paul, Aurora over Columbus. York looks like they're going to upset Grand Island Northwest. Hastings and Lexington coming down to the wire. It's been a different type of football year. We've talked about this, Larry. This is a year of the changing of the guard, and we almost saw that here tonight, because I believe if Shelton wins tonight, that's a mini change of the guard. Not a major change, but what's York doing winning football games at 5-3? What's St. Cecilia doing with three losses? You can go down the line here, and there are some programs that are coming up and some programs that just aren't dominating. Norfolk Catholic has their 34-game winning streak snap tonight.
Yeah, and I tell you what, that game with Grand Island Northwest, that's one in York that really baffles me a little bit, because Grand Island Northwest, okay, at the beginning of the year we thought, well, okay, here we go. They're playing some patsies a little, and they'll get going, and, you know, it's been a program that's down, and then, no, okay, they're for real. And they had Scotts Bluff, who some people think maybe is the best team in Class B, on the ropes for a little. We'll see. And then they just absolutely destroy one of the perennial best teams in Class B a week ago. And then you lose tonight to York.
Who's 4-3, going to go to 5-3. They'll both be 5-3. We talked to Kevin Stein on the Doug and Daddy show just yesterday. And, you know, you think coaches are joking. He goes, I can't sleep. I won't sleep tonight. I am sick and worried about this football game. And now you know why.
And here's the one thing I will say about York. They've been terrible for a long time. They've really struggled. Glenn Snodgrass is a great coach.
He's got them 5-3 in a very short amount of time. So some great scores out there, and they're all coming up next on the Platte River Preps Scoreboard Show with Skip Berry, Stacy Johns, Jeff Babel in tonight. If you have a score to give, 646-0506, 646-0506. And we will say that you've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, taking care of all of our high school athletes for a number of years and continuing to do so as we get done with the fall sports season and move into the winter. Misco Sports in downtown Orba takes care of the entire state. Final score, Kennesaw 25 and Shelton 20. For our producer-engineer Stacy Johns and Larry Baker, I'm Doug Duda saying good night, everyone. The Scoreboard Show is next.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You'll find their lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue.